Connect to everything you love in life in a bold new way. Introducing BlackBerry Bold, as beautiful as it is powerful.
Dangerous, though, she never thought it would come to this.
Not in a million years. I always hoped that, you know, you always hope never me.
Yesterday's seizure of the Maersk Alabama was the sixth in a week by pirates. Atlantic magazine writer Robert Kaplan says they consider themselves patriots.
They guard the coast and they take payment from these vessels for fishing in their water or for just passing through their waters.
Master Mariner Kelly Sweeney, whose own vessel thwarted pirates 5 years ago, says the key was having men with weapons on the ship.
I believe personally that we need to have armed guards on board vessels in high-risk areas or arm the crew themselves, and we need to have escorts. And I'm talking like convoys.
A published report says anti-terrorism officials don't have to look far to see who's hosting the websites of a growing number of militant groups. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Many are web hosting outfits right here in the U.S., unaware that they're being used to spread terror messages. Rita Katz, co-founder of a company that tracks online extremism, says U.S. servers are cheap, reliable, and groups can lie about their identity. She's told Congress more needs to be done to stop it.
If we do not treat the Internet as a crucial battle ground in the war on terror, we will not be able to defeat the jihadist threat.
The Washington Post reports one Taliban account was shut down last week by a Texas-based web host. Nick?
The Conficker computer worm didn't create global havoc as some had feared on April the 1st, but there may be more to come. Security experts say Conficker has come alive again, sending data to millions of PCs around the world. CBS News and CNET tech analyst Larry Maggot.
What we know is that computers that are infected with a Conficker worm are exchanging information with each other. One computer calls another and downloads a payload or instructions as to what damage to do. But we don't yet know what that damage will be. It could be capturing keystrokes, sending out spam, or possibly a number of malicious activities.
It was exactly 6 years ago that CBS News correspondent Lara Logan watched as a statue of Saddam Hussein was pulled down.
There it goes. It is falling down to the ground.
On the streets of Baghdad today, tens of thousands of anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's followers took to the streets to denounce the U.S. invasion, demanding American troops leave the country immediately. In central Italy, a church bell tolls for one of the victims of this week's earthquake. Funerals have begun for those who were killed. The death toll has climbed to at least 278, and up to 10 people in the town of L'Aquila remain missing. Well, he's won the race 7 times.
Vive la Tour. Thank you.
Now, Lance Armstrong, who's mounting a comeback and plans to race in the Tour de France this year, has run afoul of France's anti-doping agency. Officials say that they have found no evidence of drugs during a test last month, but they say Armstrong broke the rules governing the test procedure. So far, Armstrong's made no comment. It's 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Boulder school officials say classes will resume today at a middle school evacuated by an asbestos scare. Nearly 500 students and staff were cleared from the Southern Hills Middle School yesterday morning because of concerns asbestos was released into the building while a construction worker was investigating a heating problem.
Fork the recession.
That's Governor Ritter urging Coloradans to fork the recession. With the help of a new $170,000 ad campaign for the state's restaurant industry, the industry is vital to Colorado's economy.
Every dollar spent in a Colorado restaurant generates an additional $1.30 in sales for other businesses.
That's Association President Pete Mearsman, who says under the banner Fork the Recession, Feed the Recovery, restaurants in the state will begin offering special meal deals. The measure to disconnect you from your cell phone while driving, at least without a hands-free device, is one step closer to becoming law. The bill passed the State House yesterday. It now goes to the Senate. And he was known as the human eraser for his shot blocking. Former Denver Nugget star Marvin Webster has been found dead in a bathtub at a Tulsa hotel. Police say the 56-year-old Webster's death apparently stemmed from an illness. Webster's first pro season was with Denver in the ABA back in 1975. Sports, Rockies take the series with the Diamondbacks. They beat Arizona 9-2 yesterday. They're off today before tomorrow's home opener. against the Phillies. And the Nuggets win their eighth straight. They beat Oklahoma City 122-112. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where volume is already starting to build on the eastbound side of 270. Coming up on Vasquez, speeds are going to drop into the 40s through that stretch, so watch out for those slight delays. Southbounders on I-25, you're seeing more cars downtown. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, we're looking at decent speeds pretty much anywhere you're heading. Mountain Drive, also looking good. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more when you shop at King Soopers. They've just lowered prices on dozens of the fruits and vegetables you buy most. You'll save more on potatoes, bagged salads, carrots, oranges, and dozens more. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed, and I'm listening to this.
AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk. We've been following this Glenn Beck thing. I've only sort of been following it, but Turk showed me the Keith Olbermann's rant last night about Glenn Beck, and we'll kick off the morning by we'll just let Keith Olbermann take it away here. Check this out.
Bringing us to our winner, Harold Hill. I'm sorry, Glenn Beck. Richard Poplawski killed three Pittsburgh policemen on Saturday because he was afraid of, a friend said, quote, the Obama gun ban that's on the way. And he, quote, didn't like our rights being infringed upon. When several websites correctly pointed out that this sounded awfully like one of Beck's hysterical rantings, or maybe his interview last month with the head of the NRA, Beck immediately went back to his normal speed. High, stupid dudgeon. Blaming anyone except that nut job for what happened in Pittsburgh is crazy. Police officers over the weekend were killed by a crazy with a gun. And blaming anybody else besides him is like blaming the flight attendant after a terrorist takes down a plane. Giving passengers a nice little safety talk to prepare them doesn't mean you're responsible should a terrorist actually make that worst case scenario happen. See, here's where you go wrong. You're not the flight attendant on the plane, and thanks for invoking that image again. You, Beck, are one of the cowards. Safely on the ground, telling the nut job on the plane that it's time to, quote, rise up. You remember March 19th, right? Well, actually, you probably don't. The Second Amendment is under fire. We knew that they were going to try to bring the assault weapon ban back, but now they're blaming it on Mexico. The 9-12 Project, which is kind of a grassroots thing where you can go meet other people who think like you and think about values and principles and want to do something to take your country back. And then you proceeded to read a letter from a woman who said that since the election, she'd gone out and bought a handgun and joined the NRA. So when you talk about taking your country back, and then you read letters from people who are stockpiling guns, do you think these things are unconnected? That people even crazier than you, who you are encouraging to do something to take your country back, that they have bought these guns as paperweights? They bought them to shoot other people with. You, Glenn Beck, you personally are encouraging Americans to shoot other Americans. Maybe, especially if you're right about your religion, maybe not this psychotic in Pittsburgh. Maybe he's not your fault. I hope not. What about the next one, Glenn? You want to cry about something on television? Cry about the next one. Beg him to ignore you. Beg the kids, the next one, orphans, to forgive you. Glenn Beck, today's worst person in the world.
All right. So that was Keith Olbermann going off on Glenn Beck. Now, let's hear Glenn Beck's reaction.
You know who's responsible? You know who's responsible for those 13 people that are dead in Binghamton? Well, apparently I'm responsible, according to Keith Olbermann last night, I'm responsible for the deaths of those in Pittsburgh. Well, 13 people were killed in Binghamton on Friday. Who could possibly be responsible for that?
Oh, we'll have to look at Mr. Keith Olbermann's monologues. Which we will. With glee. Because two could play this game, Keith. And what's great? With radio, my audience is about 400 times larger. And with television, it's at least twice the size. So let's play that game. Who's responsible for those who died in Binghamton?
So that was Glenn Beck responding to Keith Olbermann. I want to play one other Glenn Beck clip before we get into a little bit of a discussion about this. This was Glenn Beck earlier this week on his radio show. And just listen to this.
The story on the grid. China, Russia, and several other countries have not just penetrated our grid, but have left programs into the system. And it's not just New York or not just Texas. It's the entire system now is infected. This is positioning. This is positioning. They're waiting for the moment of go, 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 go. If you don't think that foreign nationals that wish our country harm, that would like to see us collapse, are not here right now, the Tom Cruise of Russia, of China, of Iran, of any country, Chavez, if you don't think that some of these Marxist revolutionary courses that are being taught out in California, the Marxist revolutionary influence in our own unions, in our own businesses, in our own protests out in the street, if you think those are spontaneously happening by Americans, you're an idiot.
So basically,
we do it all the time.
So basically, this is Glenn Beck offering up really dredging up some of the red herrings, the red baiting of the 60s, 50s, and 40s, saying that there's Marxist influence in our unions and foreign Marxist influence in our country. Now, don't feel bad if you can't follow all of this. I mean, there's a lot of media back and forth, a lot of noise back and forth. You know, Olbermann going after Beck, Beck responding to Olbermann, Beck going crazy. I mean, in a lot of ways, this is your sick entertainment media culture talking to itself. But the question that I'm wondering in this hour, as we kick off the morning, is when you get away from all of this back and forth and chest thumping on both sides, underneath all this, there's a discussion about where this violence is coming from, where these shootings are coming from, what's it all about? And we had on earlier this week, we had a discussion about, well, maybe it comes from video games. And now there's talk of maybe it comes from people's have their access to guns. It's too easy to get a gun in this country. And now we're hearing talk of, well, no, it's the right-wing media, the militia media's violent rhetoric. And I don't buy any of it. Okay? I don't buy any of that as a causative reason for some of the shootings and the crazy violence that we seem to see on a monthly basis. And I'm wondering what you think. Because it's my feeling that we're treading in easy answers. And that I simply don't think there are easy answers to this question about why would somebody go out and shoot somebody, shoot 13, 15 people in Binghamton? Why would we have the shooting in Alabama? Why is there one serious shooting now every month? And I just think we're being fed a bunch of easy answers that allow each side to feel good about itself and to feel moral and preachy and righteous. You got the social conservatives saying it's the media culture. It's violence in video games. You got liberals saying no, it's our gun laws. You got people like Keith Olbermann, who I like a lot, saying no, it's the rhetoric from right-wing radio. Somebody listens to Glenn Beck and they're motivated to go out and kill people. And in fairness to the truth, the shooter in Pittsburgh did post a bunch of Glenn Beck videos that he had seen on a website, basically making clear that that's what he was at least listening to or watching or liked before he went out and did what he did. But I just think it's all a bunch of easy answers. I think it's not really what's going on. I think all of this stuff certainly contributes to it, but I think there's something deeper going on. I think what's going on is you have a society in severe stress, and it's been in severe stress for a very long time. Years, and we're not talking just about this economic meltdown. We're talking about a society under major stress for at least a decade, if not longer. A society without a social safety net. A society where parents are having to work 2 and 3 and 4 jobs to get by, and they don't have time to parent their kids. In other words, what I'm saying is I think that what we are seeing, this violence, is a symptom of a more deeply diseased society, and that all of these supposed medicines to cure society are better gun laws, no video games, call out right-wing media when it's pushing more coarse rhetoric. All those things are a good idea, but that's not the problem. That, to me, that's putting a Band-Aid on the deeper problems. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We've got open phones. That's the question of the hour. Where do you think this violence is coming from? And do you think I'm wrong? And you can say, think I'm wrong. You can be a conservative and think I'm wrong. You can be a liberal and think I'm wrong. Do you think I'm wrong in saying that, sure, guns, video games, and the Glenn Beckification of the media has something to do with it, but those are tiny compared to the deeper issues at work here? And I'm going to go one step further in saying that the media debate, in the media's focus only on guns, video games, and Glenn Beck, if you will, we are losing an opportunity to actually have a real discussion in this country about the kind of societal stress we're under. If you agree with me, tell me what kind of stress you think society is most facing. What are the worst stresses? I think a society that's under severe economic stress is gonna get all sorts of crazy things. And I'm not, don't come at me and say I'm blaming the Pittsburgh shooting on the Wall Street meltdown. I don't think it's that causative. But I do think, in a macro sense, that's what's going on. You put a society under severe stress, and the society is going to go crazy. It's like when you put a prisoner in solitary confinement for 10 years. They're going to go crazy. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Where is this violence coming from? What is it motivated by? What is it a product of? What is it a symptom of? 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 619. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Traffic's still pretty decent for us as you're moving around the metro this early in the morning. Normal jams coming in on 25 into downtown there after I-70. Also, the approach is in on 270 and 76. Seeing more headlights out in Aurora as well. Southbound side mostly. Colfax to Alameda pretty busy, and that's normally the case this time of the morning. Also busy there from Yosemite down to 25. But speed's still pretty decent for you, at least popping up into the 40s. Your forecast, partly sunny, a 30% chance of afternoon rain showers. High should be in the mid-50s. Right now, 39 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. And they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I've bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again. I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Oh. 622, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 37 degrees out there. It's going up to 52. Looks like a, well, pretty decent weekend. I got tickets for the Rockies-Phillies game on Saturday. I'm so psyched. But it looks like it might rain. That would not be cool. That would really not be cool. My two favorite baseball teams in America, I got tickets. If it rains on me, oh, man. So the question of the hour, what do you think is causing all this violence in the country right now? Keith Olbermann last night basically says that it's right-wing, the coarse right-wing militia media. Is that what's causing the violence out there? Gun laws, our lax gun laws? The social conservatives say, no, it's video games. Video games are motivating people to go kill people. I think everyone is basically either only partly right or totally wrong. I think that the debate that we're having over this issue in light of these shootings, that the media debate that we're having fundamentally misses the point. And that really what it is that it's easy to blame right-wing radio, right-wing media, and it's easy to blame lax gun laws, and it's easy to blame video games. It's certainly easier to do all that than to actually have a discussion about the much deeper societal issues that ultimately result in a society going crazy. And I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a society go crazy. 303-713-7600. What do you think? I want to hear from you. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Elizabeth in Douglas County. Elizabeth.
Hi. I was calling because it's definitely unemployment, but on top of that, it's people not taking responsibility for how they're raising their children. And what that means to me is when you have a 3-year-old or a 16-year-old or a 12-year-old and something bad happens, they have to learn how to handle that. And the only way they're going to learn that is from the parents stepping up and saying, it's not always going to work out that way. And you're going to have to handle disappointment. You're going to have to handle losing. And I don't see that happening right now. I see people just placating their children's lives so that when they do have to deal with it as adults, you get violence. You get somebody who watches video games and watches, you know, TV and says, okay, I want to go and shoot somebody in the face.
So you think it's a crisis of parenting?
Yes. And I think it's ridiculous when people blame conservative TV or movies. Guess what? Turn it off. Don't go to it. Why do you have a father taking his 5-year-old son to see Batman? Okay? I mean, that's the type of people that I'm listening to. It's like, no, you don't take a 5-year-old to see Batman Returns.
Well, I mean, I don't think Olbermann's wrong in pointing out that, look, first of all, the Pittsburgh shooter
clearly was a big fan of Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
And I certainly think that a right-wing propagandistic media machine that continues to push more and more violent themes.
Are you seeing what I'm saying? The point is responsibility. The point is a father shouldn't take his five-year-old to see Batman Returns.
No, I agree with you. I mean, let me just say that I agree with you. But that's a little bit of a non sequitur too, right? I mean, this guy who shot up folks in Pittsburgh, he was an adult.
Right.
Right. So.
Well, look what happened here in Colorado with the kid that drove down the street and shot that couple in the face. You know, just he was driving around and he randomly walked up to those people. I forgot what part.
Right, in Grand Junction. In Grand Junction.
Yeah,
right.
That was ridiculous.
Right. Well, what they say, I mean, and that's I've read that story out. That's one of the way the media has covered that. That's one of the examples that I'm talking about. And the FBI said, well, we can't find a motive here other than to know that the kid played video games the night before. I mean,
That's
like
ridiculous. There's a lot more going on than him watching a bunch of video games.
That's exactly right. In a lot of ways, I think that video games, in particular, because they're interactive, I think video games are an outlet for some of this. Right,
yeah.
But it's like if the motive was there, if the underlying problem was there, it was bound to come out.
I mean, the Denver Post talked about him living with his aunt, and he had to move to Lakewood, and then he had to, you know, he was moving around. He wasn't feeling functional in his family. I mean, but you don't go into the depth of that.
Now, somebody
why
wasn't
he feeling functional in his family? Why was he moving all over the place?
Now, somebody might argue, well, look, violent video games didn't just allow for an outlet, but sort of took a problem and potentially amplified that. And that's hard to empirically quantify whether that actually happens. But it doesn't negate the fact, and I think this is what you're saying, and I agree with you, which is that there was a lot deeper issues going on. And that if we don't get at those deeper issues, if we don't have a community-wide and a national conversation about those deeper issues, then it's just going to keep happening. It's
right,
just
that's
going
about,
to keep happening.
But I think that's about outcome. That's about discipline. That's about not having the TV on, not having the video games. That's about the parents stepping up and saying, you know, if you're going to make this choice, this is your outcome. Not, I'm going to go to school and tell your teacher, oh, this is why your papers were late, because you it was our fault. No, it's like your papers were late because you didn't finish them. That's what I'm just saying, is parents are making excuses, and then these people end up being adults that go and do stuff like
that.
There's no outcome.
I'll actually go one step further than you and say, I wonder if there's an issue with if people don't have good parenting.
They don't.
I'm saying, if people who don't have good parenting, what ends up happening for those people is that media and things like Glenn Beck's show and things like video games become sort of a surrogate parent.
Yes.
Right?
I mean,
see, if you shove your kid in front of a TV.
I grew up with the Brady Bunch, but my parents were divorced, you know, but it was like, oh, wow, wouldn't that be cool if we all lived together in the house and shared one bathroom? I mean, you know, so I mean, I grew up with that concept of, you know, the family getting along, working out the problem in 30 minutes. You know, the Cosby Show, the same thing. But I also had parents, even though they were divorced, that were involved in what I was doing.
And what I'm saying is that if you make the TV or the Nintendo or the Xbox the parent, then a lot of the more caustic, coarse messages coming out of those media become more motivational, if you will, in the terrestrial world for the viewer than if that viewer had a healthy family life. Elizabeth, thanks for the call. Great call. Really good point. We'll go to Mark in Aurora. Mark.
Yes, good morning, David.
Good morning.
I thought the lady before me had lots of valid points. I'm looking at it from a different angle. I think and, of course, there are a myriad of problems that are, I think, causing this societal breakdown, but all divided into two what I see to be main forces that are working against organized society, at least actors in America. I think right now the main crux of our problem, the entire situation and condition of our country, I would lay at the feet of our entirely, totally corrupt two-party system. We have leadership in this country that is willing to ignore the rule of law, willing to call the Constitution a GD piece of paper. We have had repeated presidents that flaunt law-breaking. They pull off their own agendas for their own ends. Here we have the president bowing down to a horrible, tyrannical leader when he goes overseas.
Who?
Like who? Are we paying attention to current events these days? How about President Obama bowing before the, and you'll have to forgive me here, I'm not the most learned person, but whoever the king of Saudi Arabia is, when he goes over there and bows, and I know the White House denied it, but there is video evidence, and it has been reported on, even in the great gray lady, as we put it. We have a Secretary of State, and I think this is just horrible. I don't mean to totally kick on the left. I can kick on the right plenty too.
I mean, look. Let me. I'm just going to stop you there.
So you have.
I'm going to stop you there and say, if you think the problem of the United States or a president genuflecting to the Saudis is an Obama problem, then you weren't paying attention to the Bush administration and Dick Cheney.
I told you I could kick plenty on the right. I'm sorry I had to hurt your feelings by starting from the left.
You're not hurting my feelings, pal.
George Bush has thrown the borders open, as Clinton did before him, for this illegal invasion of tens of millions of people. We have leadership in this country at high levels that is doing the will of the evil. Okay, see you later. Have a nice day.
That's it? That's all it took you to hang up?
Well, I heard the music coming.
You're making some good points. I mean, there's a couple points I disagree with you on.
I don't mean to hate you. I don't mean to hate you, liberal. I try not to. I try to understand you people. I do have some progressive stripes in my conservative makeup. But here in the Clintons, we have... sorry, I can't think of a non-gutter term to describe Bill Clinton. I mean, this guy, a philanderer, openly having sex left and right, covered up by everyone from
Mark.
To the...
Mark.
And then you have an enabling wife...
Mark.
Who is willing to
Mark.
Play politics. Okay, yeah, well, what do you have to say to that, David?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I think you've made some decent points about the fact that... when society sees a government rotting, society itself will rot. And when society sees both parties rotting, that society will probably... I do believe in the idea of, like, if you see your role model or your... It's not even a role model.
Your
structure. If you see your structure sort of crumbling before your eyes, it creates... It's like, you know, in New York City when they cleaned up the crime there. Their theory was... If the subways are allowed to have a huge amount of graffiti on them,
right?
Okay, so I agree. So I agree with your analysis there. Now, do I agree that it's, and actually, you didn't even say this, that it's a problem of one party or the other? No, I think it's a problem of both parties. So I'm with you there.
Thanks.
I mean, I think you and I disagree on the issue of immigration, and we can respectfully disagree on that.
There can be no respect for someone who ignores logic.
Okay.
And the rule of law. Okay, but
what I'm saying is that. On the question of violence here, you have an underlying good point. I think, and I gotta get a break. So I'm sorry I had to cut you off, but I gotta get a break. But my point is here, is that I think what you did was you took a good point, and you sort of let your partisan blinders, you know, the stuff with Clinton and sex, and I mean. The idea of a government rotting at the top, having an impact on the rest of society, is a good point. The idea that it has to do with that the violence that we're seeing has to do with immigrants coming to this country, so I don't follow you. I don't see it. I think that's way off on a tangent, okay? But again, a government rotting for years is going to have a societal effect. Is it going to cause shootings in places like Pittsburgh? I don't know if you can make that kind of causative analysis, but I certainly think that's a deeper and richer analysis than simply saying it's a problem of video games. Thanks for the call, man. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 635. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Speeds are starting to dip now pretty good for us, David, especially on southbound 25, but they are in the normal spots. Still accident-free out there on the metro. Southbound side, you can hit your jams 104th to 84th again from around I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Also, those approaches in on 270 and 76 starting to bunch up. Westbound side of I-76 at 74th Avenue. Also on eastbound 270 beginning at York. And in Aurora, southbound 225, full Colfax to Alameda. Again, once you get past the Parker Curve around Yosemite down to 25. But like I said, no accidents on the highways or the surface streets out there that are being reported at this time. Your forecast, sun and clouds mixed. Chance for rain showers this afternoon. A lot cooler than yesterday, a high near 55. Right now, downtown checking in at 40 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need a good reason to buy a new motorcycle from Mile High Harley-Davidson? The government's allowing individuals to deduct the sales tax on new motorcycle purchases by the end of 2009. Flexible financing options available. Mile High Harley-Davidson of Aurora and Parker.
I'm like you. I'm a regular dude.
Ed Schultz.
You know, sometimes we can't see the forest because of the trees.
A lot of stuff happening. The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1.
And some good things as well.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey again, it's Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino. I gotta tell you, some of these new games we have here are awesome. Like this one, Star Trek. It's even better than the show because you'll win cash and lots of it. Well, back to work. Anyone feeling lucky?
Yeah, I feel lucky at the Lodge.
That's the spirit, Fred.
I like to come to the Lodge because I like to win.
Why, thank you, Lisa.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
Hey, it's Frank with the Coffee Minute and fellow coffee expert Christine Wallace to talk decaf.
Hello.
I have one coffee here decaffeinated with chemicals and one by Swiss water process using pure water. Mm-hmm. Now, some people worry about chemical decaffeination. You?
Well, the coffee decaffeinated by Swiss water process retains the original flavor of the bean, but they never use methylene chloride or ethyl acetate to remove the caffeine.
True, but what's a little chemical now and then, huh? I can't get enough of these cheese puffs.
I'm at that stage in my life where I stay away from caffeine, and I certainly don't want to risk replacing it with things like methylene chloride.
Wow, maybe I should be eating that muesli stuff. you know, I, too, prefer coffees decaffeinated using Swiss water process. Thanks, Christine.
Sure.
Cheese puff?
No, thank you.
Swiss water decaffeination process for decaf coffee without compromise. Look for Allegro Coffee Decaf with a Swiss water seal at Whole Foods Market.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
Are you unemployed? Have you submitted resumes with no callbacks? Do you want to escape this recession? Well, now you can with One Global Village. An organization based on a consumer network that provides multi-level compensation has a unique opportunity to help the recession work for you. Join One Global Village for a powerful seminar Thursday, April 9th at 7 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Tech Center. They're seeking individuals to conduct seminars around the country to build a consumer network. The One Global Village College team are highly qualified professionals that work with you to ensure your success and economic freedom. That's Thursday, April 9th at 7 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Tech Center. They'll show you how you can beat the recession and thrive in this economy. Register at 303-281-9746. 303-281-9746. Or go to OneGlobalSeminar.com. That's OneGlobalSeminar.com. One Global Village is a proud independent member of Agile Enterprises.
640, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 37 degrees, going up to 52 today. 303-713-7600 is the number. We're talking about what you think the cause of all this violence, these little explosions of actually quite serious violence around the country. It's about once a month now we're hearing about a shooting, a pretty big-time shooting in the country. What do you think the causes are? We're hearing a lot of different reasons in the media. We hear, well, it's lax gun laws. We hear it's video games. We hear from Keith Olbermann last night, said, no, it's the caustic right-wing media, people like Glenn Beck, who are urging, effectively, in a coded way, urging people to heavily arm themselves and shoot people. What do you think it is? My take is that all those things have some kind of impact, but that our disproportionate focus on those things distracts us from the deeper and tougher and more complex questions of a society that is under severe stress. Put a society under severe stress, and your society is probably going to freak out. Put a prisoner in solitary confinement, torture them, what have you. They're probably going to go crazy. It's my friend Naomi Klein wrote a book about the shock doctrine and about how societies ultimately go crazy when they are put under severe economic stress. And I think that's the deeper issue that's going on here, I think. Tell me I'm wrong if you think I'm wrong. 303-713-7600. And I want to be clear before we get back to the phones. I definitely think how caustic our political and media debate has become is contributing to this. I just one example of this from today. This is today's example. I'm reading from the Houston Chronicle down in Texas. A North Texas legislator during House testimony on voter identification legislation said Asian descent voters should adopt names that are, quote, easier for Americans to deal with. I mean, this is like, you know, this is a society that cannot accept differences among its people. We heard when we're talking about immigration, and at the top of the 7 a.m. hour, I'll give you a rundown of some of the major news that you might not have heard about. Speaking of immigration, there's some big news on the immigration front. But yesterday when we talked about immigration, underneath some of the opposition to Senate Bill 170 to create tuition equity here in our state, underneath some of the opposition to that was really a fundamental lack of acceptance of people who are different than white people. A cultural fear, a cultural antipathy. And I think that's a product of a society under severe stress, just like I think these explosions of violence are a product of a society under severe stress. And what's, you know, people are really on like a hair trigger. I mean, listen to this story. Tell everyone about the story that you saw today. Talk about people on a hair trigger.
Waco police say a fight over flatulence left one man stabbed and another facing an assault charge. Statement Wednesday says police were called to a motel where several men from the Houston area were sharing a room. Police say 35-year-old Juan Antonio Solano Castellano allegedly passed gas in the room Tuesday night. Police say one of the other men became upset, picked up a knife, and threw it at Castellano, who was cut in the leg. The suspect is accused of then stabbing Castellano in the chest.
I mean, talk about a society on the sort of mental edge, like ready to freak out at any time. And yes, that's one anecdote, but there's a lot of these. And by the way, a lot of proof of that doesn't end up in straight-up violence, but I'm sure in your own lives, right? You're under severe stress. You know what it's like. If you're working two jobs, three jobs, you're working real hard, you know, your tolerance, your mental equilibrium, it's just harder to create that equilibrium. And when you put that all out on a society of 300 million people, there's, you know, millions and millions of people dealing with that, there's going to be crazy, crazy consequences. And unfortunately, when you focus only on guns, video games, and the right-wing media, you don't have a discussion about those issues, and we need to have that discussion. And so to that end, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Kimber in Fort Collins. Kimber.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
A couple things. First of all, I agree. All this stuff that's been talked about this morning, they're either contributors, symptoms, they're a part of the problem, but it is deeper rooted than that. Like you said, well, two things. First of all, I think we're a very stressed out, maxed out country. We have this work. We hardly have any access to vacation, any benefits. You know, you look at other, you know, developed countries and the kind of vacation time they have and the benefits they have for single parents or two part-time parents, but you can't do that in this country because you offer any kind of social programs having to do with anything, you're labeled a socialist and therefore not a proper American, and then that contributes to a lack of education. We do not know, you know, the typical American, in my opinion, does not know much about the rest of the world. Other countries, they get through, you know, university and they go and travel. You see the world. Australians, they call it walkabout. You go and see the world and see what's out there. We don't do that. We work, maybe go on vacation. We don't know about our planet. We don't know what's going on. And with the little bit of time we have, you sit, you know, in your car or in front of your television, and then you have input from the media, which is just throwing out a bunch of ignorant propaganda or fear, or you know, these people are different, or these people are crossing our borders, or these people are this religion. It's all so scary. We don't know. So all we get is we're this country where we're so focused on, you know, working. We don't have access to what's really going out there. We don't understand it. We don't get it. We don't support our country because if we do, we're labeled socialist. And I think it's been going on for so long. It's like the American way, and it doesn't help us. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to explain.
I absolutely know what you mean. I mean,
it's very, very frustrating.
And you make a really, really important point. And Paul Krugman of the New York Times, it was a couple of years ago, he got into a debate. I forget with who it was, but it was about this whole issue of who is productive and who is not. And what that means for society. And what was really fascinating about this is that there was this right-wing idea at the time, it was like 5 years ago, where they were saying, well, old Europe, like countries like France, have less productive workers. That was what the right was saying. Have less productive workers, and that's bad. And then the United States and the American workers are more productive. And Krugman went into the data and found, well, actually, that's not true, that French workers may earn less, they may make less money, but they are actually as productive, if not more productive, and by productive meaning how much you produce for how many hours you put in, and that essentially the Europeans choose through their government policies and through their employment decisions, they choose in lieu of wages more leisure time.
Yes.
And that obviously has an economic effect, and you can argue that, well, I mean, some people argue it's better if everyone's worked to the bone, but that there are other societal consequences, right? It's not just wages and how much you make. It's that this may be part of the reason why we don't see these explosions of violence, or one of the reasons why we don't see such explosions of violence in places like Europe. Industrialized countries where people are choosing to take a little bit more leisure time. And I want to be clear, it's not, I'm not blaming people for not taking leisure time, right? But in a country where we don't have health care, universal health care, we don't have the luxury.
Yeah.
Right. We don't have the luxury of it. But that's a really important point. And I want to throw out there to folks
This is a question right here in Colorado now. I don't know if you saw, but the Secretary of Education was here yesterday and was saying that we need to consider going not just to a... Well, there's the one, the budget is saying, well, we might have to do a four-day school week. But the Secretary of Education is saying we actually have to have our kids in school even longer. Now, I mean, that's a whole can of worms there in terms of this idea of putting society under such work stress.
Yeah, and at the same time, they'll say, well, let's put our kids in school longer. Why, we cut things that benefit a child's well-being, like music and art and PE.
Right, and that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about more math and science. And again, I'm not trying to be anti-education here, but there are societal effects of putting your society's workers under work stress, your society's kids under, you know, school is a work stress for a kid. There are societal effects of this, and we so rarely look outward to see how other countries may be dealing with this. Kimber, great call. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
651, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, the question of the hour. And we're going to extend it into the 7 a.m. hour. But the question of the hour is, what do you think is causing this spate of violence out there? We're seeing a shooting once every month now. And the left is saying, well, it's gun violence. It's gun control. And some folks in the progressive media are saying, no, it's the right-wing media. The right-wing media is really putting out all these violent messages. The right, social conservatives, are saying, no, it's video games. Kids are playing too many video games. And this is an issue where I think everybody, all of that stuff, is basically missing the mark. That maybe some of that stuff contributes to this, but that those narratives distract us from the deeper issues of alienation, of a society under stress. What do you think? We got a couple lines open. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic's still pretty good for us. No accidents on the freeway systems around Denver and Boulder. This just reported, though, got a phone call. Somebody said there's a large sponge or probably a baby mattress on the southbound side of I-25 right around 20th Street. So, again, it looks like a mattress in the road. Southbound I-25 around 20th. That's going to add to those jams coming in around I-70. Also busy up in North Bend and Thornton. Normal jams there, 104th down to 84th. Southbound 225. Also getting really busy from Parker Road on to the 25 interchange. Your forecast, partly sunny, 30% chance of afternoon rain showers. Highs in the mid-50s. Right now it's 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new everyday value menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
I'm like you. I'm a regular dude.
Ed Schultz.
You know, sometimes we can't see the forest because of the trees. A lot of stuff happening.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1.
And some good things as well.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Denver Veg Fest and Health Expo is coming to the Marriott City Center. The festival brings together world-changing speakers, performers, organizations, and vendors. Plus, there will be cooking and kung fu demos, kids' activities, a silent auction, and a reclamation station taking your impossible-to-recycle items like rubber inner tubes, nylon climbing ropes, and PVC vinyl. It's happening Saturday, April 11th from 9 to 6, with a concert at 7. Information and tickets, denvervegfest.org.
Friday and Saturday at Joseph A. Bank. Buy one and get two for free. Just buy any sport coat, dress pants, or sportswear at our regular price and get two of equal or lesser value for free. Remember, every sport coat, all dress pants, and our entire sportswear collection are included. From luxurious signature sport coats to traveler pants to David Ledbetter golf polos. Buy one and get any two for free. Choose exactly what you want. Mix and match sport coats, dress pants, sportswear. Buy one and get two for free. That's any two
absolutely free. Friday and Saturday only at Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Would you like to pay off your consumer debt in months and your mortgage in a fraction of the time? To learn how, listen to Go Debt Free Go Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Or register right now for your free financial freedom workshop at GoDebtFreeGo.com.
Food from the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit FoodFromTheHood.com for more information.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
.655, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. What is the cause of this spate of violence out there? What do you think it is? Nobody really knows. That's the one truth that we know. Nobody really knows. I don't care what experts you're listening to on TV. No one really knows. So it's an open question that we all need to ponder. Pat in Broomfield, what do you think?
Hey, David, how are you?
Okay.
I think it's a society without hope. I think it's a society that is... It's in a state of despair, a deep depression, if you will. We're looking for a savior. We're looking for someone that will lead us out of this. And I personally believe Obama is that person. I believe that to my core. But too many people can't wrap their arms around that. They can't just say, yes, he will achieve the things he says he's going to achieve, because they do listen to these weird men and their conversations on the radio. And I firmly in my heart believe they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. They don't see the sun coming up.
See,
all
I
they
think...
know is they're not working, they're about to lose their house, their family is crumbling, and they don't see anything making things better.
See, I think it's deeper. It's that it's not as much they don't believe in Obama.
I think they want to.
Yeah, right. No, I know. But what I'm saying is that I think it's a deeper thing, that the idea that we have to believe in one person, and that's an idea that is throughout our media culture. The idea that we have to believe in one person at the top to hand down change to us. And that person's that person, by definition, is a human, is not going to be perfect. And that idea is a very disempowering idea. Whether you like Obama or not, and I want him to succeed, and I think he can be a great leader. But my point is that the deeper lesson we're always taught is rely on the guy at the top to hand down change. And I think that can be actually a pretty demoralizing, disempowering message.
My thinking is, it's not so much, I want you to do this for me. It's, I want you to tell me there is hope coming, and I want you to show me, help me find my way out of the mess that I am in.
Well, that's certainly what Obama is saying, but I think you're right. It's going to take a long time for him to break that message through. All right, top of the news. Everybody stick around. We'll get back to this.
Do you owe money? Have big bills? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to your bank and tell them you don't want to pay them back, or you'll give them back some of their money, but not all of it. If you did this, you'd get thrown out of the bank. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies in National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A flurry of business news is breaking, and some of it is good news. Wells Fargo, one of the country's biggest banks, says it expects to report a record $3 billion profit for the first quarter of the year. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
The Wells Fargo announcement is welcome news for the federal government, which continues to face criticism for its costly bailout. It's the first evidence of a turnaround among America's major banks. The San Francisco-based bank got a huge $25 billion check after President Bush signed the bailout bill. It has been accused of misusing it. After getting the money, Wells Fargo acquired another banking giant, Wachovia, for nearly $13 billion.
Stock futures turned sharply higher on the Wells Fargo news. S&P futures are up 20 points ahead of the bell. Big chain stores are reporting March sales figures. Industry analyst Erin Armendinger likes most of what she sees.
I'm not sure it's hopeful, but the numbers are looking sort of a little bit better. I mean, every month that we go, February looked a little bit better than people expected. March is looking a little bit better, too.
The Labor Department says 654,000 workers filed new unemployment claims last week. That was down 20,000 from the week before. But economist Joseph Lavorgna isn't impressed.
We do expect the unemployment rate to move up to 10% by the end of the year and possibly above that next year. If there is a bankruptcy within the auto industry, we could see unemployment up near 11 or even 12%.
I'm Steve Kathan.
The hot dog cart business plan has...
More people are turning to a hot dog cart business plan because they've been laid off. Just ask Will Hodgkiss, top dog at Willie Dog Limited.
You wouldn't believe it. Stockbrokers who were millionaires, builders who were millionaires.
People buying hot dog carts desperate to replace a big salary. His advice?
Keep your chin up and persevere. There's no reason to fail in this business.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
There's no sign of any break in the day-long standoff off the Horn of Africa. Three Somali pirates are still holding cargo ship Captain Richard Phillips hostage in a lifeboat. Phillips allowed himself to be taken to protect his crew. Relative Leah Coggio says that's not surprising.
Sounds like he's being Richard from what we've been hearing. He's probably made friends with the guys in the boat.
Joseph Murphy, whose son is the ship's second in command, says Phillips is a top-notch skipper.
He's a very disciplined individual. He's dedicated to the safe operation of his vessel, the training of his crew, and obviously their safety.
A Navy destroyer reached the scene overnight in a show of force aimed at getting the pirates to give up. While they're underway in Augusta, CBS's Steve Futterman is live at the Masters.
Well, Frank, it is underway, and in a few hours, the world's top golfer and favorite to win, Tiger Woods, will tee off. We've already had the ceremonial first tee shot from the great Arnold Palmer. He is not taking part in the actual tournament. Another great, however, 73-year-old Gary Player is. This will be his final Masters, Frank.
CBS's Steve Furman in Georgia. This is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, Scott's Naturescapes mulch is just $3.97 a bag, almost 20% lower than before. That's good. And here's what makes good even better. Scott's Naturescapes is guaranteed to keep its color for a year, so there's less to buy and less to reapply. All at just $3.97 for 2 cubic feet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Intuit QuickBooks presents Jenna Turner of Susina Bakery.
It's incredibly difficult in the restaurant industry to be profitable. It's all about the bottom line, and I don't know how people could possibly run a company efficiently without using a system like QuickBooks. You can see your utility costs, office supplies. You can actually look into those things. Because I can see my day-to-day costs of running my business, I can make decisions that will actually save us money.
Get a free copy of Intuit QuickBooks Simple Start and see how it can help your business be more profitable. Go to QuickBooks.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A former Mormon bishop is accused of operating a Ponzi scheme from his Aurora home for about 15 years, bilking investors out of millions of dollars to collect religious art and classic cars. The SEC alleges Sean Merriman collected up to $20 million from dozens of investors in several states to support a lavish lifestyle. Victims tell 9 News they don't know where they went wrong.
I can't even give myself advice right now of what I could have done to prevent it, unless it was just don't trust anybody.
Experts say those types of fraud schemes are difficult to spot.
I think it's challenging because certainly anyone that wants to defraud someone is going to figure out a way to do it.
Alan Gappinger with the Nonprofit Institute for Financial Information says investors should always thoroughly research where they're putting their money. An Eagle County man accused of handing his roommate a loaded shotgun that the roommate used to commit suicide has been sentenced to 3 months in prison. 19-year-old Jacob Weiss pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Prosecutors say the teens were drinking near Vail when Weiss handed his friend the gun. Colorado law defines assisted suicide as manslaughter. Plenty of folks are looking for jobs, so a jobs fair would seem to be a popular event. But not if there aren't enough potential employers to hold the fair. That's what happened in Glenwood Springs when labor officials tried to set up a jobs fair. Only a few companies responded out of 300 contacted. And he was known as the human eraser for his shot blocking. Former Denver Nuggets star Marvin Webster has been found dead in a bathtub at a Tulsa hotel. Police say the 56-year-old Webster's death apparently stemmed from an illness. Webster's first pro season was with Denver in the ABA in 1975. Sports: Rockies take the series with the Diamondbacks, beating Arizona 9-2. They're off today before tomorrow's home opener against the Phillies, and the Nuggets beat Oklahoma City 122-112 for their eighth straight win. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the drive out of the Thornton and North slower. There's an accident on the southbound side. It's just south of 104th. It's blocking up the right lane. Traffic will bottleneck, so things are really slowing down from that approach to 120th. Speeds are going to drop into the teens. Factor that into your drive, heading through that stretch. It's going to take you about 20, 25 minutes this morning. Southbounders on 2 1/4. You're also feeling it after Parker Road up to I-25. 6th Avenue getting busy, heading Denver bound out of Lakewood. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
Now at the Home Depot, Scott's Naturescapes mulch is just $3.97 a bag, almost 20% lower than before. That's good. And here's what makes good even better. Scott's Naturescapes is guaranteed to keep its color for a year, so there's less to buy and less to reapply. All of just $3.97 for 2 cubic feet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on a grayish front range day. Weather was awesome yesterday. All right, we're going to get back to the phones. Question of the hour. The question of last hour and the question of this hour is, do you believe what you're being told is the reason for this spate of violence that we're now seeing? Once a month, we're now seeing a pretty serious shooting. And you're being told, if you listen to your, you turn on your TV, read your newspaper, you're being told it's some combination of lax gun control laws, video games, and right-wing media that has become too coarse. Do you believe that? Keith Olbermann last night, as an example, said that Glenn Beck, the right-wing radio host, is the worst person in the world for saying all sorts of, making all sorts of declarations about how America basically has to arm itself. And Olbermann said that the rhetoric has gotten so out of control. And to Olbermann's, to be fair to Olbermann, and I don't think he's necessarily completely wrong. The shooter in Pittsburgh, who killed a couple of folks, had posted Glenn Beck diatribes to his website and sort of posted them there to say how great they were. So that's what you're hearing. You're hearing that those are the reasons why we're seeing this spate of violence. And it's my take that while those things, gun control and video games and a caustic media culture, may have something to do with it, that those are overly simplistic answers to it, very, very complex reasons. That what we're seeing, I think, is the result of a society under severe economic and social stress. And that the media pushes these easy to understand canards, these soundbite proxies, because the media can't deal with complex issues. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We're going to get back to the phones, and I know that a couple folks have been holding, so hang on one more sec. I just want to give people, not to change topics too much. I'm not changing topics. I just want to give everybody a couple of headlines from the news. I know it's important. Folks are driving to work. They want to know what's in the news. Just a couple of big stories out there today. The big top line story, Obama to push immigration reform bill despite risks. While acknowledging that the recession makes the political battle more difficult, President Obama plans to begin addressing the country's immigration system this year, including looking for a path for illegal immigrants to become legal, a senior administration official said on Wednesday. I think this is great. This is fantastic. Obviously, that has the federal problems with immigration issues has affected our state in this tuition equity bill. New Pew poll, a majority of the country believes that we should prioritize investing in health care reform and education instead of addressing, first and foremost, deficit reduction. There's a story in the Hill newspaper about progressives ramping up their pressure on quote-unquote centrist Democrats to pass health care. In some local news, we've got the sorry about this, my computer just froze up. We've got a story in the Denver Post about many people are employed in this state but are on the edge of falling into unemployment. We've got news in the Post's political section about Scott McGinnis, the Republican congressman from out west, moving towards running for governor against Bill Ritter. There is the big story in the business section. This is from Channel 9 News. Aurora investigators say an Aurora investment manager conducted a $20 million Ponzi scheme targeting his family, friends, and seniors in Colorado in order to buy himself classic cars, boats, motorhomes, and fine artwork. So the sort of Bernie Madoff situation comes to Colorado. And then the final piece of local news here is that driving and talking on a cell phone, both in an incredibly common and commonly criticized practice, is one step closer to becoming illegal in Colorado as a ban outlawing handheld cell phone use while driving cleared the state house on Wednesday. So there's a little bit of an update for you on some of the stories you may not have heard about. And now we're going to get back to the topic of the morning, which is, where do you think this spate of violence that has been dominating the headlines for weeks now, where do you think that's coming from? We're going to go to Kevin in Littleton. Kevin.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Hey, listen, I think these people doing the shootings, I'm not an expert, but I think, you know, they're desperate and frustrated over their economic status mainly. I mean, you got a lot of poor people who are really depressed. You don't see well-to-do people doing these things because life is too good for them, you know. And as far as the Glenn Beck thing, you know, I would think people who listen to right-wing hate radio don't really love people anyway. But I don't blame this on Glenn Beck. Maybe he could be the last straw that would push someone over the edge, but I wouldn't blame it on him.
Well, I wonder, you know, here's what I wonder. I wonder if, and I was talking to some folks last night about this, I guess the one thing I do wonder about video games and media, and let's just put media all in one place, right? Because a video game is a kind of media, listening to radio is a kind of media, watching a movie, all of that is media. It's essentially the messages you're getting from a screen. And I guess the one question I have is whether any of those media, whether they legitimize somebody's feelings and help amplify them into something really undesirable, meaning that somebody who might say, all right, I'm feeling really angry, really isolated, and really, you know, really upset with the world, they flip on Glenn Beck, and they see a guy saying, not only that you should be, and let me be clear, I think people should be pretty angry at what's going on in this country in a lot of ways, but that not only is Beck saying, I think you should be angry, but I think you should arm yourself, right? And that, I wonder if a person who's sitting there who's already feeling enraged is saying, well, look, if Glenn Beck or somebody in the media, and we tend to ascribe a sort of, we tend to deify the media. If the media is saying that, then it's okay. If they hear a Glenn Beck say, hey, it's okay to feel that, not only is it okay to feel this way, but you should go out and arm yourself. I mean, I wonder if that drowns out the inner voice in some people. The inner voice would say that this kind of X, Y, and Z kind of behavior, violent behavior, for instance, is not socially acceptable. I wonder if that, if it legitimates it, if it amplifies, if it drowns out the inner voice or the inner impulse that would mitigate taking the anger to a socially unacceptable level.
Well, I think you already have to be near the edge, and maybe it could push you a little bit. That's the way I feel about it. And as far as the video games go, I have a Medal of Honor, and sometimes I'll be a little frustrated, and I'll get on the computer and shoot me a few soldiers, you know, and just take a little frustration out, but I don't want to go out and get a gun and shoot somebody.
Right, well, that's, and by the way, we had a big discussion about video games on Monday, and the folks that we brought on, they said exactly that. They said even the military researchers on video games will say, look, video games, there's no evidence to suggest that video games make people more interpersonally violent. In fact, there's some suggestion that it serves as an outlet, a harmless outlet. The flip side, of course, is that, as Heather Chaplin, who wrote the book Smart Bomb, said, it legitimates the idea of violence. Not necessarily your desire to go out and be violent interpersonally, but it legitimates in a lot of people's mind the idea that we as a society should accept violence, that we should accept wars, that we should accept police brutality as just part of life. And I think there's some credibility to that, but that's a different issue than these spates of, these explosions of shootings and interpersonal individual violence. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, we'll take one more call here. Let's go to, who's been holding the longest here? Chris in Boulder. Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I just wanted to make a comment on, there's one real common thread in a lot of this. Of course, we're all a little depressed over things. You know, some people play video games. Some people are, you know, in a gun culture. But the common thread in these violent outbursts is 9 out of 10 times the person is on some sort of Prozac or psychotropic drug. And if you read the side effects of these drugs, they cause violent psychotic episodes. So in every case, if the person's on the drug and they go into this psychotic episode and kill people, shouldn't we be looking at the drug industry and saying, wait a second, what is this doing?
You know, I haven't gone back and looked at that, if it's really true that everybody has been, but I'm certainly willing to accept the premise that a lot of folks are. And
I think it's a high number, a high percentage.
Yeah, right. So let's just talk about it in those terms. I mean, I think there's two conflicting things when it comes to this issue in our society. I think, first and foremost, I think that psychological and psychiatric help is stigmatized, is still stigmatized in our country. That there's still this stigma of, like, you know, if you got problems, work them out yourself, don't seek mental help. And that, I think, sometimes extends to medicine, drugs. But I also think the other side of this is that you're right. We as a society, there's a lot of evidence that we are over psychologically medicated. That that a lot of this is coinciding with the increased prescription of psychoactive or psychotropic, I think that's the right word.
Something like that.
The psychological, let's just use psychological drugs. And that these drugs certainly have side effects. I mean, I think that's a little too simple an answer that it's just, okay, these people were on drugs and they went crazy. I think that's too simple an answer too, but I definitely think that, like, you know, this is kind of like a societal version of there's an analogy to Gulf War syndrome, right? When they were searching for what caused Gulf War syndrome, everyone was trying to come up with one answer. Oh, no, it's this. It's that there was a gas that the Iraqis dropped in the first Gulf War. Or no, it was this other chemical, or it was uranium. And what a lot of experts have basically concluded is that it's a mix of, it's multiple chemical, multiple exposure to toxins. And that is my thesis here, is that what we're dealing with is multiple exposures to things that we either don't know what the effects are going to be or can be negative. So the media has a role. Gun control laws has a role. You made a great point about we haven't even looked at the effect of mass prescription of psychoactive drugs. What does that do? And I hadn't thought about that. That was a really good point. And that issue really hasn't been looked at. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600. The question is, what do you think is causing this spate of violence out there? The media, liberals say it's a lack of gun control. Keith Olbermann last night suggested that it's a coarsened and violent right-wing media. A lot of social conservatives say, no, it's video games. Video games are teaching our kids to be killers. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I think it's a mix of a lot of things, and I think that we're not having nearly as complex a discussion as we need to have in this country about this issue. 722, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. This crash still lingering around up in Thornton, Northland area, southbound I-25, around 104th. Right lane is blocked. Going to start hitting single-digit speeds around 120th. So that trip down into downtown going to take you probably an extra 20 minutes right now. Also busy there from about 48th Avenue on past 20th. Due to an earlier load that was left on the highway there. It sounded like a mattress. Also, stop-and-go conditions, southbound 225 Parker Road onto the interchange. Northbound side, going to be kind of busy there around the spillway up to about Mississippi. Seeing more traffic coming in on the turnpike now, federal to 25, showing speeds dipping into the 20s and 30s. Same deal on the south end, eastbound C-470 in Littleton at Wadsworth, again in Highlands Ranch at Lucent. Your forecast, sun and clouds mixed, chance for rain showers this afternoon. A lot cooler than yesterday with a high around 55. Right now, downtown checking in at 41 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
The whole lot. lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rocky's Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The Denver Veg Fest and Health Expo is coming to the Marriott City Center. The festival brings together world-changing speakers, performers, organizations, and vendors. Plus, there will be cooking and kung fu demos, kids' activities, a silent auction, and a reclamation station, taking your impossible-to-recycle items like rubber inner tubes, nylon climbing ropes, and PVC vinyl. It's happening Saturday, April 11th from 9 to 6, with a concert at 7. Information and tickets, denvervegfest.org.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Food from the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll mix it up with Eric Pratt of the Gun Owners of America about the Mexican drug war. Is more gun control the solution? And what about all the conservative fear-mongering that President Obama is coming for your guns? Oh, scary. Plus, Christy Harvey, Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress, stops by with all the news that's slipped under the radar.
It's the Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
726, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Oscar and Bertha. Oscar.
Hey, David. Great topic. I happen to be, I think, the guy you're talking about. I work for a corporation in Boulder. I've worked there for 9 years. I'm a gun owner. I voted for Obama. I'm a Democrat. I play games. But I'm also not just a guy who has tried to buy into the American mentality the best I have I can, but I also lived in Europe as a kid, and my family is from the Caribbean. And I think the thing that is triggering people is not all of these individual little things, but it's almost like, you ever see the movie Brazil?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's when you buy in so deeply into this system that tells you and promises you all of these things that you can have and be. And then you come to this place where you suddenly realize that you have to contain your passions even though all of those things mean nothing. I think that, just like the last caller said, if you are pushed to the edge of your passion and cannot control yourself, guys like that are on medication or that are just on the edge of sanity are going to lose their stuff, and they're going to go crazy. And I think that, as a general rule, Americans tend to try to control their emotions so much in these situations. We're so under the thumb of corporate mentality, how, you know, where all of our manufacturing bases disappeared. Guys that used to be making a good living are now struggling. It's just very frustrating. So I think, you know, if you boil it all down to a few things, it's the frustration and lack of power that's felt in this country by the regular guy. You don't see CEOs going out and killing themselves unless they're busted for what they did or killing anybody else.
And that's right. And I'll throw out something a little bit that people might take as controversial, but I think what's more related to these shootings are things that don't get any media coverage, obviously, but things like, for instance, people picking up and leaving their family, right? Getting divorced, running away from their lives, abandoning their families. How about those stuff about abandoning babies?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there was a story I saw on The Wire. I saw somebody was handed a newborn baby at the corner of on Colfax Avenue last night. And I think that what that is it's this, that's closer to what's, that's sort of a distant cousin, mm-hmm. I think, of these shootings, in the sense that, well, first of all, they obviously have serious interpersonal consequences. It may not be death. If you have a family and you abandon your family, that may not, you may not be killing people, but you're certainly wreaking a lot of damage on the family and on the kids. So this whole, you know, dropping off newborns, et cetera, et cetera. My point is this, is that those kinds of actions of people, a gasket blowing, people trying to run away, people trying to find some place to vent their angst. That's all of that is in the family of, and the, obviously the worst example of that are these shootings, but all of that is in the family of symptoms of a society where lots and lots of people feel at the brink of desperation.
Right. And I think that, you know, what you're pointing out, I think it supports my premise that, you know, so in other words, what you're saying is there's various ways in which this lack of connection to your family or your life or what you feel empowered for is basically missing.
That's right. And earlier on in the show, I made the point that what hasn't been looked at, and it's sort of touched on in the media a little bit, this idea of lack of parenting, right? This is a proxy for the idea that when you don't have parents involved in kids' lives, some voice of authority, if you will, is going to fill that vacuum. And if you don't have parents in people's lives, then it is true that Glenn Beck becomes, for some people, effectively the parent, right? That Glenn Beck, that voice from the television, becomes the voice of authority. And that obviously is a huge problem. That's where there is some truth to the idea that a coarsened right-wing media mixed with a captive audience that is taking those messages more seriously because there's no other voice of authority. That's where I think the media part of this mixes in. Oscar, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you, Jason.
Let's go to Rob in Lakewood. Rob.
My Sorota. You remember that, dude?
Yeah, man, I remember that.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's from Al Franken. We got that song around here somewhere.
Hey, you guys, you're doing a great job. I hope everybody's sending a couple good vibes out to Jay. Whether you say it or think it, put that energy out there.
Absolutely, man. Jay, we're thinking about you.
But, I was thinking about it over the last, like, 10, 15 years or whatever. You know, it's like through movies, video games, TV shows, et cetera. It's like we've almost been desensitized to natural disasters, hellacious violence, and all kinds of stuff like that.
We have been desensitized. And I think, look, I think that desensitization has... I think we have to realize that there's a difference. There's a difference between desensitizing us to violence and making people go out and be violent, right? Desensitizing the society to violence creates a situation where we don't think there's anything wrong with invading countries and killing a million Iraqis, right? That we don't think there's anything wrong with all sorts of quote-unquote socially acceptable violent behavior, institutional violence, right? We don't think there's anything wrong with a society that's the richest country in the world that allows 20,000 people to die each year because they don't have access to health care, right? That we're desensitized. But I don't think you can take the next step and say just because we're desensitized means that people, through that desensitization machine, means that it makes people want to be violent.
True. And the military even uses, which could explain all the PTSD that kids go over there because they are desensitized to the, like we said before, idea of violence. But then they go over there and then they see people's heads blown off.
That's exactly right. That is exactly why, right. Because if it was the other way around, if we were not only desensitized, but we were taught to think that violence, if all these media taught us to think violence was good, on an interpersonal level, you're right. The kids who go over there who have been playing video games, and in the book Smart Bomb, there's a lot about the kids who enlist in the military who have been playing video games. There's a lot about this. The kids who have been desensitized through that media would have gone over there, and there wouldn't be such a high prevalence of post-traumatic stress disorder. The people wouldn't be so freaked out about seeing violence in reality and having to engage in it if that was the case. So you're right. There's a big difference between desensitizing us to violence and making us, making people more interpersonally violent. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
You too. Great day. You did a great job, and I think they should have put you instead of, I think they should have filled you with Randy Rhoads' empty slot.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it.
All right, later.
735, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. It's a good discussion here. This is a good discussion, and we're getting at issues that make us all, I think, a little bit uncomfortable. Get in on the discussion, 303-713-7600. What do you think the causes of this spate of shootings and violence, what do you think that's coming from? Liberals say it's lack of gun control laws. Some in the media say it's, like Keith Olbermann say, it's a lot to do with right-wing media, the violent themes in the right-wing media. Social conservatives say it's video games. I think it's some of that. But I think it's much, much deeper issues. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, crews have cleaned up that crash up in Northland, southbound side of 25 around 104th, but still seeing some pretty heavy backups there. Going to start hitting it around 120th, and that'll last all the way past 84th. Also going to be slow downtown, but speeds are still in the 30s, maybe even 40s there around I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Looking at the normal stop-and-go jams coming out of Aurora now, southbound side of 225 Parker Road down to the Tech Center there at the I-25 interchange. Northbound back in shape now, speed still pretty decent there. Seeing the normal jams now on 36 westbound from Sheridan Boulevard out to Church Ranch. Eastbounders going to hit the brakes from Federal on the approach to 25. C-470 also a busy spot for us in Littleton and again in Highlands Ranch. Your forecast partly sunny, 30% chance of afternoon rain. High should be in the mid-50s. Right now we're at 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Looking for a great deal on genuine Toyota parts and accessories for your Toyota? Check your mail for details or visit your local Denver Metro Toyota Parts and Service Center during their three-day parts blowout, April 16th through the 18th. Toyota, moving forward.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream Sweepstakes. During April Open House Month, one winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds only depend on number of entries. As May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, everybody, I'm Julie. I got a little money and planet-saving tip for you. You know, you can get a great price on a Brita water pitcher at Walmart. My family loves a great-tasting water, but we also love how it can help the planet. Because using one pitcher is like replacing 300 of those 16.9-ounce water bottles. So if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers used one, that'd be like there were 60 billion fewer water bottles out there. Now that's really refreshing. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor. Brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Barrett.
without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
7:39. I'm going to go back to the phones for our discussion about where you think this spate of violence is coming from. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm actually glad we're taking a day away from the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo, as any regular listener probably knows by now, is where we bring people in to spar over the different issues. This is not really a sparring session. This is really a discussion. And I just needed a little bit of a break from the dojo. But is the dojo still, is it still, I mean, we can still open it. Okay, it's still there. We're not open for business. We're not, the dojo on this issue, we're not arguing, we're not screaming at each other. This is a discussion here. Mike in Arvada. Mike, what do you think?
That was good there. I'm going to piggyback on what the last two or three callers had said. They sort of stole my thunder. So I'll just say that, yeah, I think society has let down our, you know, people in general, and they've come to the point that they're at the brink, can't take it anymore, and they're just ripping apart at the seams. Now, the other main thing that I think is at work is that what two or three callers back identified is the lack of parent figures, and in particular, it's the lack of father figures. It's just a rampant, what's the word for it? I mean, it's such a huge problem, and when people and boys in particular don't have that father figure there, you know, they just sort of go wild, they go crazy, and
Let me ask you this: what do you think is? So you've got your idea about what one of the big problems is. How do we address that as a society? I mean, I'm sure, like, if you were in the legislature, your city council, or a congressperson, how do we actually start going about tackling an issue like that?
You put the issue front and center. You put funding towards, even things such as basic as parenting, but put an emphasis on keeping the father involved. To his credit, Obama has been talking about that a little bit earlier. I haven't heard it just recently, but he brought it up a few times in his campaign, and he's right on target. I mean,
right. I think he said, you know, I can't. I think I'm paraphrasing. I can't be a surrogate for you as parents, right? Nope. And right. He wasn't saying I. He meant political leaders, the government, the political system cannot be. The only problem I had with that rhetoric, frankly, is that. It's obviously a truism. I mean, you can't quarrel with the truth of that statement. The problem is that has, it's been a slippery slope in the last 30 years where that kind of rhetoric is used to justify some really bad right-wing policies, right? Like the right wing will say, look, the government can't substitute for a good parent, and so the government shouldn't be spending so much money, quote-unquote, so much money, on things like welfare, right?
Well,
the welfare can't replace a good parent.
But what these programs can do is provide the basic health care, provide job opportunities so that parents aren't so distraught that they just give up and say, you know, forget about it, and they go off and start using drugs and they're not there for their kids. I'm speaking totally from experience. I work with this population of trouble kids 5 days a week, all day long,
yeah.
And that is just clearly by far the common denominator.
You know, it's really true. And the thing is that, I mean, this goes back to my point about if you make people have to worry about too many different things, and that's what I really think that our society does, as opposed to other cultures. Our society makes the average parents, you got to worry about. You got to worry about providing health care for your kids. You got to be worried about a home, paying for a home, staying in your home. You got to worry about an economy that's not paying the kind of wages, the kind of living wages that we need.
Then you got to worry about the corporations who are brainwashing, you know, you on the airwaves with TV in particular. And
right, you got to worry about parenting. You're right.
Keeping up with everybody else having all the newest stuff. And in order to do that, you got to have both parents working. Everybody thinks they got to have this and that.
And that's the other issue we haven't touched on. And you're raising the issue we have not touched on. And I mentioned earlier on this op-ed that I had read from Paul Krugman years ago. It was in 2005. I dug it up. And he was basically saying, look, there's this whole debate. The right says that European workers aren't as productive as American workers. Actually, the data, that's not true. And on a per-hour basis, they are as productive. They just choose to take more leisure time as compensation rather than wages. But then he also said, then he got into the issue of, well, why? Why is that choice being made? Well, part of it is that we Americans, we don't have, you know, we don't have health access to universal health care or really affordable health care, so we have to work longer. Right. But then he also said that the consumerist culture in the United States, our need to be buying things, to purchase things, is its own psychological pressure for a parent, right? A parent not only has to work to keep health care for the kids and the family, to keep a roof over the head, to put food on the table in a country where wages are going down, but to feed that cultural consumerism, that beast. And we as a society, there's been nothing done. We don't even talk about that, right? I mean, even the folks in
America is at the sort of the spearhead for that. If I'm right, that you know our consumerism, our brand of capitalism, and if you think back to it, you know why did we become such a way? I think it's because we, in part, are the land of immigrants. Everybody comes to here. People just think of that and oh, that's great, but think of it in terms of abandonment and their own mother countries, father countries, were left behind initially. That creates a sense of loss. And so what do? You get over here and you work your tail off to get the quote American dream.
Right. And
really, you're trying to replace, what you had as your original culture.
And the whole American dream for immigrant, or the old saying is the streets paved with gold. It's all an economic dream, a dream of riches. You're right. And that pressure, That consumerism, it creates. I mean, that is a stress unto itself. The stress to fulfill, and what I think is a manufactured, right? This is the ad industry. That need to be consuming all the time, that is a manufactured desire. That is a desire. Mm-hmm. That's what the media says that we should do, right?
Yep.
What's hilarious about this is that for all of the media debate about what kinds of stress the society is under,
they're maintaining.
They're maintaining, like you'll watch a TV show and then they'll go to commercial. And what is the commercial doing? The commercial is saying, everybody who's watching, be a super consumer. That's right. It's totally right. Man, that's a great point. Thanks for the call, man.
Have a good one.
You too. 747, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. The open question, what is causing this spate of violence out there? Is it a lack of gun control? Is it video games? Is it caustic right-wing media? Or is it deeper issues that we just aren't comfortable enough yet as a society to talk about? 303-713-7600 is the number. Get in on the conversation. It's a really good conversation. David in Boulder. David.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm actually enjoying the topic. I don't kind of agree that we need to blame the desire for abundant life on the problem. I think if we really pay attention, I mean, this problem has existed all the way back to Cain and Abel, man. I mean, as far as people snapping. And then we have when Reagan cut all the funding for the mentally ill, it seemed to have gotten worse out here.
Yeah, but I mean, I think there is a difference empirically. You look at the difference between how many of these things happen here and how many times they happen in other industrialized countries. And there is a difference. And I want to be clear. I'm not saying that our desire for an abundant life is what makes us None of these things have a direct correlation, right? I mean, Glenn Beck, I don't like him, but he is right. It's a little bit ridiculous to claim that somebody listened to Glenn Beck is at fault for a specific killing. He certainly, I think right-wing media certainly has culpability in creating the environment for a violent culture, but the specific correlation, I don't think you can make the specific acts, but I want to be clear. I do think that the creation through the media of what the ideal American life is, and then people's inability to achieve that, because it's largely impossible, it's a consumerist dream, largely impossible, out of reach for most middle-class people, that creates a kind of stress, a psychological stress. But I also agree with you, David. You're right. The basic cutting of mental health funding, mental health programs, that's going to have obvious correlation to all this. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600 is the number. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about what you think is creating all this violence out there. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Still busy up in North Glen and Thornton due to an earlier crash around 104th Avenue. It was on the southbound side of I-25. They're going to start hitting the brakes at 120th. Expect to add about 10 minutes to that little stretch there. Also, stop and go southbound 225 Parker Road to 25. Rest of the highway system's looking pretty normal for us. It's been a light morning of accidents anyway. We do have a new one, though, on the surface street, southbound Colorado at Cherry Creek Drive North. Your forecast, sun and clouds mixed, chance of rain showers this afternoon. A lot cooler than yesterday, though, with a high of 55. Right now, we're at 40 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't fight against Mother Nature. Work with her. Use Colorado-made, organic-based Pro-Rich turf food this spring for a lush, beautiful lawn. Pro-Rich contains everything your lawn needs to be healthy, thick, and strong. Visit richlawn.com for a dealer near you. Go green. Go Rich Lawn.
Do you or someone you know have knee pain from osteoarthritis? Have you considered the benefits of a total knee replacement? The University of Colorado Denver is currently conducting studies examining surgical techniques and progressive rehabilitation programs for total knee replacement. Volunteers must be between 50 and 85 years old, must have health insurance, and be eligible for total knee replacement in the next year. Compensation will be provided. If you or someone you know is interested, call Kelly at 303-724-9590. That's 303-724-9590.
Would you like to pay off your consumer debt in months and your mortgage in a fraction of the time? To learn how, listen to Go Debt Free Go, Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Or register right now for your free financial freedom workshop at GoDebtFreeGo.com.
7:52, now's the time we talk to Mike Spear of Presidential Brokerage. He gives us an update every day at this time about what's going on in the market. You can reach him, 303-749-2770. Again, Presidential Brokerage is 303-749-2770. Talking about economic stress. Mike, what's going on in the market today?
Well, we've got a pretty good market today, David. Wells Fargo projected that its first quarter profits would set a record. Wells Fargo, the banking organization, that's pushing the markets higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages are up 180. The NASDAQ's up 41.5. The S&P's up 22.5. The Russell is up 13.8 points. That's a little over 3%. So a very, very robust start to the market here. And a lot of people are thinking, hey, maybe it's time to put a little bit back to work. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But the only way you'll know, I think, is to sit down and approach it from an intelligent direction here, not just helter-skelter going back into the market. So if you'd like some help with that, give us a call at Presidential Brokerage. We can help you with your investments. We are involved with stocks, bonds, mutual funds, but all kinds of investments that are away from the stock market, David, that may be able to smooth out some of those big high peaks and low valleys. So that might help you out.
Well, and everyone's looking at their 401k and all their financial documents as tax time comes up. Now's the time to look at what you can do in your portfolio. 303-749-2770. Again, 303-749-2770 for Presidential Brokerage. Mike Spear, thanks so much.
All right, thanks a lot, David.
Did you know that virtually all replacement windows are tested and rated for energy efficiency before they are offered for sale to the public? Colorado Window Store strongly urges consumers to beware of other companies out there that are misleading you to think you're getting something of value almost given to you. Hi, this is Leo from Colorado Window Source. My partners, Kurt, Scott, and I offer true pricing. Our best price, the first time, all the time. No gimmicks, no false discounts, no pressure. Colorado Window Source is your premier provider for replacement windows, siding, patio, and entry doors. By the way, the government is giving money away. Take advantage of the stimulus plan tax credit, and we will match your credit up to the maximum of $1,500. Call out the Colorado Window Source, stimulate and maximize your savings program. We have the best pricing, great referrals, Gold Star No Complaints Award from the BBB, proud member of Tom Martino's referral list, and our service is backed by our exclusive true warranty. So give us a call at 720-200-2700, or click on ColoradoWindowSource.com, or stop by our showroom on the southwest corner of County Line and Quebec. Back in Highlands Ranch.
7:55 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's a gray day out there in Denver. 37 degrees, going up to 52. Rain in the forecast. Hopefully no rain on Saturday. I got Rockies Phillies tickets. So psyched. 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to... Let's go to, who do we want to go to? Oh, sorry, my bad. Trey in Castle Rock. Trey.
Hey, David. Hey, David, I think your comments about desensitization and games is probably applicable to most of the population, but I don't think it is applicable to the small percent of people who are very detached from people, maybe described as having a chance of becoming a sociopath. And I think those games probably do have an effect that none of us would like to see on people like that. And so we're not talking about everyone, we're talking about some. And if you look at the kids who are involved in these serious shootings, I think most of them have something going on, either a mental health circumstance or just complete detachment. And the kind of kid that grows up to have no remorse about what they do.
Well, but okay, but here's the thing, is that I think that, first of all, again, there's no data, there is no, and it's been studied a lot, there is no evidence. There's no actual data or evidence to suggest that video games cause people to go out and murder people. There's no evidence of that. And I would say that, also add that even if you want to posit that, well, a video game pushed somebody over the edge, or it didn't push them over the edge, it just legitimized feelings, and that's not a good thing. My overarching point is that in order for a video game to have that hypothetical effect, there are other far more extenuating circumstances at work. If you even believe that a video game can have that effect, which, again, there's no data to suggest that that's true. Even if you believe that, I think it's almost impossible to argue that in order for that to be the case, the person in question probably had other extenuating circumstances, like a bad family life.
That is what I'm suggesting to you. And there's a writer called Gavin DeBecker who made a great host, guest on this topic. He wrote a book called Gift of Fear, which I'd encourage people to read, in that he talks about recognizing and trying to avoid personal violence. And he's very astute in his observations in that he grew up in a violent home himself, and talks about people focusing on environmental cues, but he's written on the effect of video games on kids. And again, I'm not talking about the general population.
Right, right.
And I do think, I agree with what you said, it's not the factor, but, a kid like that did become well-practiced at shooting people. Some of these...
Trey, I gotta cut you off. We gotta go to the news. Do me a favor, email me that book at am760.net. We gotta go to the top of the news. Stick around, we're gonna keep talking about this.
Like you, I'm a regular dude.
Ed Schultz.
You know, sometimes we can't see the forest because of the trees.
All the stuff happening. The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
And some good things as well.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Friday and Saturday at Joseph A. Bank. Buy one and get two for free.
Just buy any sport coat, dress pants, or sportswear at our regular price and get two of equal or lesser value for free. Remember, every sport coat, all dress pants, and our entire sportswear collection are included. From luxurious signature sport coats to traveler pants to David Ledbetter golf polos. Buy one and get any two for free. Choose exactly what you want. Mix and match sport coats, dress pants, sportswear. Buy one and get two for free. That's any two, absolutely free. Friday and Saturday only at Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedopani. Give it up. That's what the FBI is telling pirates holding ship's Captain Richard Phillips hostage in a lifeboat far off the coast of Somalia.
FBI hostage negotiators have been on the radio trying to negotiate with the pirates in the lifeboat to throw their weapons overboard and surrender.
CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon says that would seem to be their only way out.
Pirates really are essentially marooned out there some 300 miles off the coast of Somalia. They have no way of going anyplace, and they've got an American warship looking over them.
In Underhill, Vermont, family member Leah Coggio says Mrs. Phillips got some reassuring news a few hours ago.
Andrew received a call this morning that Richard and the three pirates in the lifeboat were able to receive some food and water.
Phillips allowed the pirates to take him in order to protect his crew. Wall Street opened solidly higher on news that one of the country's biggest banks, Wells Fargo, expects to report a $3 billion first quarter profit.
Lending was brisk, Wells Fargo said. They were making loans, extending loans, so borrowing money cheap from the government, lending it out to consumers, to businesses, and collecting the money in between.
CBS MoneyWatch.com's Jill Schlesinger in early Wall Street trading. The Dow Industrials are up 203 points and back over 8,000. Chain stores are reporting generally soft March sales, but analysts say the worst of the bloodletting could be over. Aaron Armendinger at the University of Pennsylvania says shoppers have to buy what they have to buy, and that helps discounters like Walmart.
People are still spending on necessities. They're not spending as much as Walmart would like them to, but clearly, Walmart is the winner in the recession.
654,000 workers filed new unemployment insurance claims last week. Economist Joseph Lavogna expects the jobless rate to top out around 10%, 11 or 12 if there's a car company bankruptcy.
At 5.8 million continuing claims, that is a record absolute number. And unfortunately, it speaks to how difficult right now the labor market is for everybody.
It turns out that American companies are helping America's enemies. CBS's Steve Kathan has that.
Many web hosting outfits right here in the U.S. are unaware they're being used to spread terror messages. Rita Katz, co-founder of a company that tracks online extremism, says U.S. servers are cheap, reliable, and groups can lie about their identity. She's told Congress more needs to be done to stop it.
If we do not treat the Internet as a crucial battleground in the war on terror, we will not be able to defeat the jihadist threat.
The Washington Post reports one Taliban account was shut down last week by a Texas-based web host.
A Los Angeles mortuary worker and a second woman have been charged with a $1 million life insurance scheme. Prosecutors say the women would buy a policy, hold a fake funeral, arrange for a phony death certificate, and pocket the proceeds. This is CBS News.
Looking for a legendary deal on a legendarily well-engineered vehicle? Then hurry in to the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event going on now. With Mercedes-Benz's renowned durability, style, and safety, you won't find a smarter investment on the road today. Right now, get special limited-time 1.99% financing on select certified pre-owned models that have undergone an extensive multi-point inspection and limited warranty coverage backed by Mercedes-Benz for up to 5 years and up to 100,000 total vehicle miles. Head to your nearest Mercedes-Benz showroom to see all the incredible values at the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz.
see dealer or call 1-800-4MERCEDES for complete program and certified pre-owned limited warranty details. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Offer ends April 30th.
Check out our exciting model year lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm David Kehoe with an AM 760 local news update. We'll learn more today about how Colorado is spending some $2 billion in federal stimulus money. Governor Ritter's office will brief a stimulus oversight board on what's been spent so far. The advisory panel is also to hear from the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. A Fort Collins-based robotics company trimmed 25% of its staff. The Coloradan reporting 32 people, including 14 full-timers, have been laid off from Wolf Robotics, the first time in the company's 33-year history it's had to eliminate positions. Federal regulators are investigating a former Mormon bishop accused of operating a Ponzi scheme from his luxury home in Aurora. Sean Merriman is accused of amassing up to $20 million. This friend tells 9 News he was referred to Merriman by a friend.
His comment to me was, you need to meet this guy because no matter what he does, what he touches, it turns to gold.
Federal marshals are freezing bank accounts and seizing property and homes. The Summit County coroner plans to perform an autopsy today to determine how a man died on a chairlift while skiing at Breckenridge. A resort spokesman says the 48-year-old man lost consciousness while riding the lift with his family, and efforts to revive him at the top of the lift were unsuccessful. Sports, the Masters is underway. Tiger Woods, the favorite at Augusta. The Nuggets beat Oklahoma City 122-112 for their 8th straight win, and the Rockies beat the Diamondbacks 9-2. They're off today before tomorrow's home opener against the Phillies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kehoe, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some delays along I-70 over that elevated portion. They're going to be on the westbound side, that due to the right lane being blocked just west of Colorado by a stall. We're also seeing some slowdown southbound 225. This is after you're making the Parker curve up to I-25. There's going to be some surface street issues as well. Two cars mixed it up southbound Colorado at Cherry Creek Drive North. That one should be out of the way shortly. Sounds like there's a crash on Santa Fe at I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The new DexKnows.com. Now you can narrow your search by zip, city, even neighborhood to find the exact local business you're looking for, and then use maps and turn-by-turn directions to help you get there. The new DexKnows.com.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
So there's less to buy and less to reapply. All of just $397 for 2 cubic feet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. Jay, if you're listening, we're all pulling for you, buddy. I've been getting text messages and emails from Jay. I saw him last weekend, so he is, I wouldn't say up and about, but he's doing okay. And he is missed, absolutely. I'm going to do a little, my own local news update for everyone before we get back to the phones. If you're holding, hang on a sec. Some local news here. No movement in the tofu license plate scandal. If you hadn't been following that, the DMV rejected here in Colorado a request for a vanity plate that read ILVTOFU. No, I'm sorry. Yes, they rejected. That's ILVTOFU. They rejected it on the grounds of, I guess they didn't. It was from a vegetarian activist. I love tofu, and I guess the DMV folks read it as I love to F you. And so it was rejected. So no movement in that. It's in the Denver Post today. Scott McGinnis, the Republican congressman, former Republican congressman, takes a step further towards running for governor in 2010 against Bill Ritter. So, website registered in his name. Scott McGinnis for Colorado. Nine News has a story about a man in Aurora accused of a $20 million Ponzi scheme. So this is the Bernie Madoff scandal coming straight to Colorado. A lot of news about the efforts in the legislature to prevent cuts, a $300 million cut to higher education. National news. New York Times reports that President Obama is set to push an immigration reform bill that includes a new path for undocumented workers to become citizens. So that debate is going to heat up, as if it's not already super hot here in Colorado. New Pew poll, a majority of Americans want the government to prioritize investing in health care and education instead of dealing with deficit reduction. So I think that's right. The public is right where we need everybody to be. Not that the deficit's not important, but there are more pressing short-term problems right now. Wall Street Journal, the White House is open to compromise on certain key elements of its climate change agenda, including whether businesses could get some emissions allowances for free. So a little bit of wavering on that by the Obama administration. Billionaire Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway had its top-level AAA credit rating cut by Moody's Investor Services on the falling value of stock markets and the impact of the recession on profits. So Warren Buffett is considered the most respected investor in the country. Even his firm is taking a hit. That's a disturbing piece of economic news. The topic of the morning, of the last 2 hours and of this coming hour, is the spate of violence that we're seeing in this country. It's now once a month we're seeing a shooting and lots of speculation on where that's coming from. The liberals, a lot of liberals would say, well, it's our gun laws. Our gun laws aren't strong enough. Interestingly, a recent CNN poll shows that the country's support for stronger gun laws has actually declined precipitously in the last couple of years. There's some folks in the media. Keith Olbermann last night tried to put some of the blame for the violence onto a coarse right-wing media machine, Glenn Beck in specific. Olbermann saying that Beck's really genuinely disgusting diatribes telling people to basically arm themselves and all sorts of violent themes wrapped in Glenn Beck's diatribes. Olbermann was saying that's partially to blame for this spate of violence. Social conservatives say, no, it's video games and violent themes in our entertainment media. And I'm asking you what you think. We're the Colorado is the home of Columbine, where this debate really exploded. And the Columbine killings were the iconic, most famous example of this kind of violence. And I think there's two truths here. One, nobody really knows exactly what causes this kind of thing. And two, that as much as we'd like there to be one explanation, I think when the media tells us there's one explanation, it's doing that in order... Well, because the media doesn't have the capacity to have a discussion over all the complex factors in this. And so that's what we're going to try to do today. What factors do you think are at play here? 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. Noah in Fort Collins. Noah.
Hi, David. It's an honor to speak to the world's smartest man.
Thanks, man.
I enjoy your show, but I, of course, am pulling for Jay as well.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you just brought up Columbine, and I think that if people can recheck out or if they haven't seen it before, but the film Bowling for Columbine, of course, touches a lot of the the deeper issues that I think are going on here. And specifically, one of them, you know, is our country's overall mentality regarding military and defense. You know, there was that fellow at Lockheed Martin standing in front of a giant missile saying, gee, I don't know why these two boys decided to solve their problems with violence.
That's right. That's it. And Bowling for Columbine, I'm glad you bring that up. That movie is, I haven't seen it in years. That movie is really a very, very important movie. And, you know, some progressives might take issue with what I'm saying about gun control. I mean, I was on CNN this weekend, and I said, look, the elimination of the assault weapons ban is atrocious. That is not good for our country. But let's be honest, folks. There are countries and regions of our country that are heavily, heavily armed that do not have these problems. I mean, I used to live in Montana. In Montana, you've got a very, very high prevalence of gun ownership and access to guns. And I don't think you've ever seen, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when I say you don't see nearly any violence, any interpersonal violence in Montana. Very, very low rate of interpersonal violence in that state. And everybody is, you know, has a, not everybody, but there's a lot of guns in that state. And so I think that progressives do a disservice to this debate when we say, well, it's all about the gun issues. It's not all about the gun issues. And we know that because, I mean, it's the same thing up in Canada, right? Michael Moore kind of made that point in his movie. In Canada, you can, there's a lot of guns, and there's a much lower prevalence of gun violence.
Well, and I think you touched on some great points earlier regarding just our overall consumerism, and of course, even just the pressure on the family. You know, you have to have two income earners, and that's the overall breakdown of the family. There aren't parents around watching over their kids like we used to have.
Yeah, the TV becomes the parent. And this is an issue this is where I think Keith Olbermann, when he goes after the right-wing media, this is where I think he's right. I'm just sort of adding to his analysis here, which is that I think media takes on an extra amount and in my belief, an undue amount of influence if it's not mitigated by other factors like parenting. The TV becomes a much more powerful force in someone's life, in a child's life, if it's being used as a substitute for a parent. And that is really, that's why I'm uncomfortable blaming only the media. If there is a way the media affects this, it's the media messages plus other big factors like alienation because of a lack of good parenting. Noah, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. 817, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Mark in Denver. Mark.
Morning, David. How are you doing?
Okay.
I got 2 points. I'll try to be quick with them. First one is, although I don't blame video games for things like this, it is shown that back in World War One, when they would field train soldiers, they used a round target. They found that when it came to wartime, that those soldiers had difficulty pulling the trigger on an actual human being, so they switched the target over to a silhouette. Their kill ratio went up dramatically. Our military now uses video games to train for field ops. It basically desensitizes you to the fact that it's a human being, you're shooting at a target, that's it. So in one aspect, yes, you know, people that play video games, first person shooter games, are less likely to look at them as people versus just an object that I'm trying to hit. My second point is that when you try to blame Glenn, or not you, but morons like Keith Olbermann, blame people like Glenn Beck, that's as ridiculous as when I was in high school, I believe it was when I was in high school, and I don't know if you remember this, somebody murdered somebody, and I don't remember exactly who, it was a long time ago, and they tried to blame the music of the band Slayer as a defense.
It's ridiculous.
We're human beings. We have free will, free thought.
Right, but I mean, let me ask you, are you contradicting yourself and saying that, well, video games do have a major impact, but music doesn't?
No, I'm saying that video games have a desensitization.
Yes.
I'm not saying that video games are an excuse. You have a mental illness if you're going to go out and whack a bunch of people because you're stressed out or whatever.
Right, no matter how many video games you played or not.
Absolutely,
right.
You're saying that it desensitizes you to the fact that it's a human versus an object you're shooting at.
Well, let me try to find something that connects both of your points then, which is what I do think you could make the argument that music, movies, et cetera, also can desensitize people to violence. Just like if you're willing to say video games desensitize people, then I think it's fair to say that other media potentially desensitize you to violence, potentially legitimate violence.
I would agree in terms of movies, because the blood and all that stuff, you're going to get used to it. It's not going to bother you as much. But I listen to Glenn Beck pretty frequently. I listen to you every day. I listen to Rush Limbaugh and Mike Rosen. And
wow, I'm in pretty strange company.
Hey man, you got to listen to both sides of the road.
Right. Yeah.
Whether you agree with it or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't have these feelings. I own plenty of guns. I don't have these feelings of going out and shooting people because I've been stressed out. So people that do that have a mental problem, and they need help. They need to go out and seek it. You know, even though you guys say, try to blame Reagan for cutting mental health, which he did, it's still available out there if you need it.
Well...
If you have an issue where you say you're going to go out and whack people, I promise you, because I used to work on an ambulance, if you say something like that, I promise you there will be help.
Well, that is probably true, but at that point you're already at the brink. It's the idea of help sort of on the way before you get to that point. That's neither here nor there. I agree with you that all of these different media desensitize us, and that simply saying one, picking out one, and saying that's the culprit, that's just not true, and that's not honest. Thanks for the call, man. Had to cut it off a little short because we got to hit a break, but thanks for the call. 821. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
David, got some traffic building on westbound I-70 there in the elevated portion from Quebec down to Steele Street. That's a little bit unusual. Other stop-and-go conditions for us. Southbound 25, 120th down to 104th, rather. Had an early accident there. Still bunched up, leaving North Glen. Same deal, southbound 225, Park Road to 25, seeing speeds in the teens and 20s. Our only accidents right now on the surface streets, a new one, Santa Fe at I-25, and our other one in the cleanup phase, southbound Colorado at Cherry Creek Drive North there, right by Shotgun Willie's. Your forecast, sun and clouds mixed, chance for rain showers this afternoon. A lot cooler than yesterday, a high near 55. Right now, downtown, checking in at 41 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Denver Veg Fest and Health Expo is coming to the Marriott City Center. The festival brings together world-changing speakers, performers, organizations, and vendors. Plus, there will be cooking and kung fu demos, kids' activities, a silent auction, and a reclamation station, taking your impossible-to-recycle items like rubber inner tubes, nylon climbing ropes, and PVC vinyl. It's happening Saturday, April 11th from 9 to 6, with a concert at 7. Information and tickets, denvervegfest.org.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says rivet?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Independent power systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL Solar rebate won't last forever, Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite SafeLight repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
There's grass seed, and then there's smart seed. Only one gives you a beautiful lawn that needs less water. And not just this year, but every year. It's called Pennington Smart Seed. Smart because it grows a deeper, denser root system that requires up to 30% less water. Unlike other grass seed brands, Smart Seed saves water every year for the life of your lawn. Use the only Smart Seed, Pennington Smart Seed. For more information, visit smartseed.com.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. What is causing this spate of violence out there? I don't buy that it's only our lax gun laws. I don't buy that it's just the right-wing media's violent themes. And I don't buy that it's video games and movies. All of those things may have some factor in this. But I just don't buy that that's a causative factor in this. I think we are a society under severe stress. And that when you put a society under severe stress, you're bound to get crazy, inexplicable results. And by stress, I mean everything from economic stress to having no leisure time, no family time. When you put a society under stress, the society is going to freak out. I don't know about you, but when I'm put under severe stress, I can freak out. I mean, I don't go out and shoot people. And I'm not making apologies for it, right? I'm not saying it's a good thing or that we shouldn't hold the people who did this accountable. But what I'm saying is that if you're like me, if you get put under enough stress for long enough, sometimes you freak out. Again, I really want to be clear. I'm not saying you freak out and you go shoot people, but you know, you'll be at home and you've been working a million hours and you know, you'll snap. You'll lash out. You'll say something you wish you didn't say. You know,
David, you've seen the movie Fallen Down with Michael Douglas in it, haven't you?
Exactly. That's what that whole movie's about,
I know.
Right?
That's just everything. Traffic.
Right,
job,
exactly.
Divorce.
You put society, and you take that, and imagine Michael Douglas as like the whole country, right? And that's what happens. And at the very very fringe margins, in a country of 300 million people, a few people, the way they snap is to go postal. What do you think? Think I'm wrong? 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bruce in Evergreen. Bruce.
Hey, David.
Hey.
It's a good conversation. I almost feel guilty about having it, though, because I think it's having these conversations that sometimes, and the notoriety that people get when they do these things that unfortunately might influence other people to react that way.
Well, that's definitely true. And I do believe the police, when they say that part of the issue here is that when people who are already on the brink see the media coverage that happens when their, I guess, their fellow brethren on the brink go over the brink, right? When somebody who's on the edge sees that they can become internationally famous or whatever.
Yeah.
After one of these things happen, it tends to create, it's not really copycat. because they're not copying the exact methods, but there is a reason why these things happen in succession and in successive bursts.
Yes, I think so. And so it's the notoriety people get, and you know, as being naturally curious human beings, we always want to find out, well, what made this person do it? And in doing that, I think a lot of times we look for some other reason, you know, that it was an external force, and that to a certain degree will relieve the person who committed the act from some of the blame when, you know, first and foremost, we should say it's the person who pulled the trigger and went and did this awful thing is the one who's responsible.
Oh, I agree. And that's why I think we're having a discussion here, not about any one individual. I think you can look at what's gone on and say, yes, each of the individuals who were involved in this was wrong, were probably sick, and had some serious evil impulses going on in there. But I also think you can look at all of the acts as something of a societal phenomenon, right? And then and that's what we're discussing. Where is this societal phenomenon coming from? Because at this point, it's not just one or two, right? I mean, it's once a month. I forget that it's 20 or 25. And this is happening. This is really, I think, a phenomenon. And what's really creepy about it is that it's basically a phenomenon that's unique in the industrialized world to the United States. It's genuinely a unique phenomenon. This does not happen at the rate it does in other similarly sized industrialized countries. And so that's when I think we should start asking the question, not as much what was this one individual killer, what was their issue, what was their, but what is motivating this on a societal basis. And that's why I think you're totally right, Bruce, that we have to be careful not to give necessarily too much attention to any single individual. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
Arlene in Denver, what do you think?
Hello?
Hi, Arlene. What do you think?
Oh, I just wanted to add another factor because I agree there are many factors, but I wanted to talk that, you know, it's not really people shooting up, but it's men and young boys. And so maybe looking at masculinity in our culture, and Jackson Katz gives a wonderful analysis looking at this in his film Tough Guys, of what's going on with masculinity in our culture, that these young boys and men are turning to violence in order to solve their problems or to work out whatever issues they have.
What's the name of the movie?
Tough Guys, G-U-I-S-E.
I will take a look at it, because that's a very, very good point. And that point, of course, that's just not talked about at all. I mean, that in the media, that is just not talked about at all. And there's obvious reasons why it's not talked about, because the media does not like to talk about issues. The media, first of all, most of the media is run by white males. And so the media is, it's not that there's a bias against it. It's more like, I don't want to call it a bias. I mean, there certainly is a masculine bias in the media, but I think that your point as to why about the potential issue of where masculinity fits into our culture and how that's not talked about when it comes to these killings, people who are part of that demographic who are running the media, it's harder for them to necessarily be self-reflective enough, and not even, and by self, I mean sort of self within the demographic, to be self-reflective enough to say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe this is part of the issue. And I tell you something, talking about issues of masculinity, questioning how we deal with masculinity in our country, that makes a lot of men, in particular, not surprisingly, uncomfortable. And that is an uncomfortable topic for a lot of men, and I really appreciate you calling up here and bringing it up, because it's a really, really important subject. Thanks, Arlene.
Okay, bye.
833 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600 is the number. What is causing this spate of violence? Liberals say it's lax gun laws. Keith Olbermann last night said it's the coarse right-wing media machine through people like Glenn Beck putting out violent themes out there. Social conservatives say it's video games. Here's my take. Some of those factors may have something to do with it, but the truth is that no one exactly knows what this societal, and it is a societal, problem is about, and that it's my take that the easy answers are covering up a discussion, are trying to prevent, in some ways, a discussion of the deeper issues about alienation and about a society under severe stress. And that's what we're trying to discuss today. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Still busy in the usual spot. Southbound I-25 up in North Glen. Also had a late crash there around 104th Avenue. That's adding to those backups. Also busy downtown around 58th Avenue. Maybe a little closer towards Park Ave, but that's going to take you past Spear. Southbound 225 in Aurora. Still slow. Speeds in the 20s there from Parker Road down to the interchange. Same deal. Westbound I-70. This a little bit unusual from Quebec Street down to Steele. So things are busy there in the elevated. They did clean up that crash at Colorado and Cherry Creek Drive there by Shotgun Willie's. So that's out of your way now. Now we got a crash Santa Fe and I-25. Your forecast, partly sunny, 30% chance of afternoon rain showers. High should be in the mid-50s. Right now, 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
A buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new everyday value menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Hey there, everybody. I'm Karen. Here's how I'm saving money and helping to save the planet. I get a great price on these Nature Source cleaning products at Walmart. They're plant-based, so they're good for my family and the planet. And if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers each used one bottle of Nature Source instead of a petroleum-based cleaner, we'd save over 1.7 million gallons of petroleum. Now that's some real cleaning power. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
College-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Hey, Frank here with the Coffee Minute, live from the Bite of Brookville, where I'm offering coffee tastings. Hey, pardon me, miss. Would you like to try some premium coffees?
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm pregnant and can't do the caffeine thing.
Oh, well, you're in luck. I've got two decafs. This one's decaffeinated using Swiss water process.
What's that?
Swiss water process? Oh, it's a remarkable method of removing caffeine using pure water, which helps retain the original flavor of the coffee.
Hmm. I could definitely get used to this.
Now, here's one decaffeinated using methylene chloride.
What's that?
A chemical solvent also used for decaffeination.
Are you nuts?
Well, now that depends on who you ask, huh?
Okay, then. Hey, there's my husband at the French food booth.
Hey, careful over there! Stay away from the soft cheeses!
Thanks!
Swiss water decaffeination process for decaf coffee without compromise. Look for Allegro Coffee Decaf with a Swiss water seal at Whole Foods Market.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
The Lodge Casino is your first place for winning cash. You can win up to $10,000 on the Super Cash Wheel. Play every Wednesday and Friday from April 8th to May 15th. The Lodge Casino, your number one choice for spinning and winning cash.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Eight thirty-nine here in Denver. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 38 degrees, going up to 52. Looks like rain in the forecast.
Figures I hand washed my car yesterday. I spent about 2 hours washing my car yesterday, Dave. Idiot.
Yeah, you're gonna pay for that when the heavens open up. What color is your car? Oh, it's white, right?
White. So yeah. It really shows the rain well.
Rick and Aurora.
Yes, listening to your very good discussion today, a thought came through my mind, and I would see what your thoughts are on it. You were saying that the right wing, they're saying potentially that video games are responsible for this, but aren't they also the same people that are the party of what they would call personal responsibility when guns are used in violence? They're saying, don't blame the guns, blame the person. So if that's true, how do you blame video games if you're the party of personal responsibility?
That's a very good point. That is a very good point. I think it goes further, though. How do you blame societal violence? How can you be upset about societal violence as a Republican Party and as a conservative movement when the conservative movement is also, I think, pushes policies that require societal acceptance of violence? And by that I mean, and this is both parties too, but because the Republicans, because they are so quick to make societal commentary, my point here applies to them, which is the idea that we require a certain amount of acceptance of violence in our culture in order to have a culture that revolves in part around militarization. I mean, the military is an instrument of violence. Now, we can get into a debate about whether it's an instrument of quote-unquote good violence or bad violence, violence for good means, violence for bad means, but it is an instrument of violence. That I don't think you can really debate that. That's why we have all these tanks, weapon systems. These are all, it's a tool of violence. And it requires our society to accept a certain tolerance for that kind of institutionalized violence. And the Republican Party has been the party that has tried to demonize anybody for questioning the militarization of our society and the military-industrial complex. And so it seems strange to me that the Republican Party says it's simultaneously worried about societal norms that accept violence and yet relies on that acceptance of violence as the justification to build up, I think unduly build up, the military-industrial state.
Well, that's interesting, because what you were talking about earlier that was kind of an interesting thread of this conversation is you were contrasting Montana and also Canada as places that have a lot of guns but don't see the same amount of violence. And I started to think of what is the difference between the U.S. and Canada. And I don't want to take this in a really strange direction, but I would think my impression of the Canadian society is it's much less individualistic than U.S. society is. I mean, they do have more of a social safety net there. They are not a you know, I think that if you think of a Canadian, you think of a certain demographic, whereas we are much scattered about as who we are as a country.
I think that there's something to that as well. It's hard to know if that's a symptom or a causative factor. Meaning, it's hard to know whether because Canadians are more of a
homogeneous.
Well, more of a we'll get to that in a sec. But whether Canada, because it's more of a and I know this is a loaded term, but more of a collectivist society, where they do, they have a socialized, they have some socialized healthcare services. Whether that collectivist society prevents more alienation or not, or whether it's the other way around, there's less alienation because it's a collectivist society. Or it's hard to know which came first, the chicken or the egg. But when it comes to this issue of violence, you know, I certainly think that Canada has institutions in place that potentially de-stress the society. A society is under less stress if everybody doesn't have to worry about going bankrupt if they need to go to the doctor. Right? That just creates a less stressed out society. Now you mentioned the point about homogeneity. That's another issue. I mean, that is another issue entirely, which is, we got to look at it, which is we are, among industrialized nations, among the most diverse, if not the single most diverse in the world. And cultural diversity is bound to create stress on the society and friction. And I'm not saying it's that's a good thing or a bad thing. That's just a truism. And so that not only creates a stress, it creates potential conflicts at the edges. Certainly, we've seen that throughout our history. Now, what's interesting about that, and I'm sort of like debating myself here, but a lot of these crimes, most of these crimes are committed, as Arlene had mentioned, the caller before, by white men. And against, and in a way that doesn't seem to be motivated by any kind of racial motive. It's the who's killed and who's shot up. It's completely random. And we, by the way, we would have heard about it very quickly if it was racially or ethnically motivated.
Oh yeah, and I think the last caller's call was great, bringing in the whole masculinity thing and how that falls into our culture.
That is a absolutely huge issue, and we just never talk about it. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call, man.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
8:46. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Sandra in Longmont.
Hi, David. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, I can't agree. I think we are just a militant society. I'm 47 years old, and I can't remember when we were at peace with anybody. As a country, we bomb, and as an individual, we shoot. And it's, you know, and I don't really, I mean, I'm not a real gun control freak or anything like that. I understand people hunting and things like that. But, you know, when I hear these right-wingers about defense and personal responsibility and you got to defend yourself, I want to know how they think a four-year-old is going to defend themselves from their parents shooting them in bed.
Well, I mean, I don't think a conservative would.
You read the AOL post. Oh my God.
It's hard for me to believe that a conservative would say a four-year-old needs to defend themselves.
When they claim that they need to defend themselves, and that's why they should have a gun. How do you look at it on the other side when you're the one being shot and you have no way to defend yourself?
Well, what they would say, well, when it comes to kids, that's a different case. I'm not subscribing to these arguments, but what they would say is, well, if everybody had guns, everybody could defend themselves, and nobody would, you know, somebody would think twice about pulling out a gun on somebody if they thought the other person was armed. I don't subscribe to that at all, but that's their argument. But I do think, and you've touched on this, I do think that in order to justify the military-industrial complex in this country, in order to justify a country spending as much money as we spend
over
defense systems,
of our GDP?
Right. It requires a certain constant effort to legitimize violence in the society. Yep. And ultimately, at the fringes, at the very fringes, people who are already at the fringes for other reasons, at the fringes, that legitimization can contribute to people at the fringes going over the top.
Well, if you, as a country, the only way that you solve your conflicts with any other country is to bomb them or to shoot them or to take them over, it has to trickle down, so to speak, to the individual as, well, how am I going to solve my problems? Well, I'll just kill the person who's giving me problems.
Yeah, I want to be clear. I think you're onto something, but I don't entirely agree that it's causative like that. I don't think it's causative. I think people who want to commit violence or who are on the brink of committing violence that we're talking about are already there. They're already there for other factors. But I certainly think it's a contributing factor, what you're saying. Hey, thanks for the call. Okay, we'll squeeze in one more real quick. Let's go to George in Arvada. George.
Hi.
Hey there.
Well, I've been listening to your conversation, and I would think there's a lot of factors involved. But I think that, wasn't there somebody who did some violent act recently thinking that Obama was going to take away our guns?
Yeah, that was the guy in Pittsburgh. That's right.
Oh, that was the guy that shot the three cops in Pittsburgh?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think that the right-wing propaganda network, to some extent, does play a role or does have a factor in this.
Absolutely.
And like the lady was just saying, I think in industrialized societies, and we have a very aggressive history, I think that's a factor. And that people, you know, like you were just saying, where it's promoted that we handle our conflicts with violence, that's a factor. And the fact that we're in an industrialized society where we are controlled by the corporate hegemony, that's a factor, that you take out the human element. But, you know, I'm not going to say that that's to blame per se. I think we need to grow as a society. We need to be willing to look at different factors, and we need to be exposed more to the truth.
I completely agree, and the issue is this. All the factors that you've laid out are factors, but they take on a disproportionate power when there's no other mitigating factors, right? If there's not a parent in the house, or there's not a school system that's engaging children and making them feel part of a community, and if there's not a healthcare system that doesn't stress out the society, then all of the factors, the right-wing media, all that has a disproportionate amount of negative impact. Thanks for the call. 851, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Southbound 25, really still busy, 104th to 84th. Up around North Glen, had an early accident there at 104th. Still seeing the delays lingering. Southbound side also busy after 70, taking you past Spear Boulevard. Rest of the highway is starting to clear up for us. Only place I'm seeing some slower speeds, eastbound C-470 and Highlands Ranch. Westbound Turnpike, Sheridan out to Wadsworth. And northbound 25 there from Colorado Boulevard out to Alameda. Your forecast, sun and clouds mixed. Chance for rain showers this afternoon. A lot cooler than yesterday, though, with a high near 55. Right now, downtown checking in at 43 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll mix it. Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2. 10 till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again. I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Did you know that virtually all replacement windows are tested and rated for energy efficiency before they are offered for sale to the public? Colorado Window Store strongly urges consumers to beware of other companies out there that are misleading you to think you're getting something of value almost given to you. Hi, this is Leo from Colorado Window Source. My partners, Kurt, Scott, and I offer true pricing. Our best price, the first time, all the time. No gimmicks, no false discounts, no pressure. Colorado Window Source is your premier provider for replacement windows, siding, patio, and entry doors. By the way, the government is giving money away. Take advantage of the stimulus plan tax credit, and we will match your credit up to the maximum of $1,500. Call up the Colorado Window Source, stimulate and maximize your savings program. We have the best pricing, great referrals, Gold Star No Complaints Award from the BBB, proud member of Tom Martino's referral list, and our service is backed by our exclusive true warranty. So give us a call at 720-200-2700. Or click on ColoradoWindowSource.com or stop by our showroom on the southwest corner of County Line in Quebec in Highlands Ranch.
856, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 38 degrees going up to 52, rain in the forecast today. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have a reporter from Mother Jones Magazine fill us in on a story from Starbucks and Whole Foods. You got to hear this. It's some pretty outrageous stuff. Again, from Starbucks and Whole Foods, who I know a lot of us go to. James and Greeley. James.
Hi, Dave.
Hey there.
I want to say I'm a conservative, but I really enjoy listening to you. You're the most level-headed progressive I've heard on the radio, and I really hope you find a permanent spot because it's fun to listen to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I wanted to defend Glenn Beck a little bit because I listen to him on Monday and Tuesday when I'm in my truck. I listen on satellite radio. And I think if you listen closely, there isn't anything objectively inherently violent that he espouses. I talked with your call screener a little bit about it, and I was a little bit late coming in this morning to your topic, and he explained to me the YouTube video and how it was posted on site and all that, and how the condensed version that I heard is that he's talking about taking back the country from Obama, but you got to buy your guns. Now, those two are somehow tied together. And if you listen to him regularly, you know that he's not talking about buying guns and shooting people up to take back the country. They're two separate issues to him. And I think it's a mistake to say that he is advocating violence, that even his themes that run through his monologues are violent, because they're just objectively not.
Well, but here's the thing, is that when you're in the media, you've got to be, you have a responsibility to try to think about how what you're saying can be interpreted. I don't think it's a stretch to say that when Glenn Beck talks about people needing to arm themselves, et cetera, I don't think it's a stretch to at least have to consider that people might interpret that in a different way. That's actually the issue. I don't actually think Glenn Beck is saying go out and telling people to go out and shoot people. What I'm saying is I think that he irresponsibly sometimes doesn't think about how what he's saying could be misinterpreted. That's really what I'm saying. Thanks for the call, man. All right. It's 8:59, a couple seconds away from the top of the news. Stick around. We got a really interesting story about Starbucks and Whole Foods after the top of the news.
I'm like you. I'm a regular dude.
Ed Schultz.
You know, sometimes we can't see the forest because of the trees. A lot of stuff happening.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
And some good things as well.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. With mortgage rates at the lowest they've ever been, President Obama says it's a great time for homeowners to refinance.
There are 7 to 9 million people across the country who right now could be taking advantage of lower mortgage rates.
But Mr. Obama also warned homeowners to keep a sharp eye out for mortgage scam artists. The president did not answer questions about the hostage standoff involving Somali pirates in the Indian Ocean. FBI negotiators are on the scene, where the captain of a merchant cargo vessel is still being held in a lifeboat by the pirates. Captain Richard Phillips swapped himself yesterday for release of his crew. That's not a surprise, says his sister-in-law, Leah Caggio.
Sounds like he's being Richard from what we've been hearing. He's probably made friends with the guys in the boat.
This is the day retail chains are releasing March sales figures. As expected, the discount giant Walmart posted a gain of 1.4%. And retail analyst Aaron Armendinger says younger shoppers are making thrifty choices, too.
The Buckle, Hot Topic, some of those stores are doing well. It's the same story as it is in every other segment. They scream value at their customers.
And while some mall chains like Gap and Limited are still reporting weak sales, they do say more shoppers are coming in. Golf's most prestigious tournament is underway. The first tee shot at the opening round of the Masters, where Tiger Woods hopes to crown his comeback from knee surgery by capturing his fifth green jacket.
This is Steve Futterman in Augusta. It's still impossible to get tickets to the Masters unless you are willing to pay lots of money to ticket scalpers, but the prices for tickets and hotels don't seem to be quite as high as in recent years. The Masters always attracts a large number of corporate executives. This year, though, with the economy down and with many executives under fire for taking junkets, some have decided to stay away, feeling it would be better not to be seen at the Masters.
It's Sun City, Florida style. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive explains.
A deal just announced for Florida Power and Light to invest in a $300 million solar power facility is hailed as historic.
For me, this is just a legacy in changing the world. This has got very little to do with money, but this is really exciting for us.
Sid Kitson, lead developer of what he calls America's first energy sustainable city, almost 20,000 homes to be built just east of Fort Myers.
And as you know, solar energy is the truly one of the few forms that is absolutely 100% renewable.
A special feature that Kitson thinks will attract house buyers. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Supporters of an anti-U.S. cleric in Baghdad have heard the call today for all U.S. troops to leave Iraq. They gathered by the tens of thousands in the park where Saddam Hussein's statue fell exactly 6 years ago. Checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 182 points. The Nasdaq is ahead 43. This is CBS News.
There's nothing generic about your body, about the way it moves, the way it heals, the way it aches. Your pain isn't generic. Your pain reliever shouldn't be either. Tylenol works in ways that have been trusted and proven for over 50 years, With patented technology and clinical trials, no store brand can match. Because a body as unique as yours deserves more than a generic pain reliever. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
Intuit QuickBooks presents Jenna Turner of Susina Bakery.
It's incredibly difficult in the restaurant industry to be profitable. It's all about the bottom line, and I don't know how people could possibly run a company efficiently without using a system like QuickBooks. You can see your utility costs, office supplies. You can actually look into those things. Because I can see my day-to-day costs of running my business, I can make decisions that will actually save us money.
Get a free copy of Intuit QuickBooks Simple Start and see how it can help your business be more profitable. Go to QuickBooks.com.
At Jerusalem's Church of the Holy Sepulchre, a special mass to celebrate Holy Thursday. In Italy, funerals are underway for some of the more than 275 victims of this week's powerful earthquake. The thousands affected are on the mind of the Pope. Here's CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
Pope Benedict celebrated a Holy Thursday mass in St. Peter's Basilica that included the traditional blessing of holy oils, some of which the church will send to the earthquake zone. The Pope has promised he will visit residents in quake-stricken areas after Easter Sunday. The Vatican, meanwhile, has appealed to experts worldwide to volunteer to restore paintings and other treasures from devastated churches. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
North Korea's leaders made his first major public appearance since reportedly suffering a stroke last August. Kim Jong-il looked thinner and limped slightly as he arrived in Parliament. Nick Young, CBS News.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The feds are investigating a former Mormon bishop accused of operating a Ponzi scheme from his luxury home in Aurora. Sean Merriman is accused of bilking investors out of millions, using the money to collect art, including Rembrandts and Picassos, as well as classic cars.
He's cooperating with investigators and has given information. Court order was then obtained through the United States Attorney's Office, which will be the prosecuting authority for this.
Agent Jeff Reed with the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, which is freezing bank accounts and seizing valuables along with several homes in three different states. The measure to disconnect you from your cell phone while driving, at least without a hands-free device, one step closer to becoming law. As the bill passes the state house, it now goes on to the Senate. It's going to get less expensive to go out to eat. The Colorado Restaurant Association is rolling out a new ad campaign to combat the economic times. The slogan, fork the recession, feed the recovery. Association President Pete Meersman says restaurants are a key part of the economy.
Restaurants contribute $570 million in state and local taxes. That money builds roads and schools and prisons.
Meersman says for every dollar spent at a Colorado restaurant, an additional $1.30 is generated in sales for other businesses. Many restaurants are to begin offering breakfast, lunch, and dinner specials. And Glenwood Springs has canceled this weekend's job fair. The problem, there aren't enough employers looking to hire. The Western Slope Workforce Center sent out flyers asking companies to set up booths at the fair, but just a handful responded. Sports, the Masters is underway. Tiger Woods, the favorite at Augusta. The Nuggets beat Oklahoma City 122-112, their eighth straight victory. And the Rockies beat the Diamondbacks 9-2. They're off today before tomorrow's home opener against the world champion Phillies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some leftover slowing on I-25 on that approach to 112. Westbound 36, also crowded near Wadsworth. On the flip side, speeds are back to normal on both C-470 as well as 6th Avenue. Watch out for surface street crashes, 10th and Federal, 6th and Lincoln. In the high country, we're seeing some light flurries falling along I-70 near the Eisenhower Tunnel. Good news is, not sticking to the pavement yet, but those roads are becoming wet. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Discover LetLoveHeal.com. Can love prevent depression and improve memory? Does affection from dogs lengthen human life? Can singing to plants help them bloom? There are so many amazing things love can do. You may be surprised at what you discover at LetLoveHeal.com.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
907, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number here. 38 degrees in Denver. Going up to 52, rain in the forecast. There's rain in the forecast for Saturday as well. I got Rockies Phillies tickets that night, and I really hope that it doesn't rain. First couple hours here, we've been talking about the spate of violence that's exploded throughout the country, and what you think is to blame for that. And one of the things that I've thrown out there as a topic of conversation is, how much does the economic crisis, how much stress is that putting on our society? And workers right now, folks in the workplace just don't have a lot of power with employers. And that has resulted in a society where wages have been going down, where employers really hold so much power over employees' lives. And so we've asked to come on the show Josh Harkinson, the reporter for Mother Jones, who has just published a story about this issue of worker power through the prism of Starbucks and Whole Foods and the debate over the Employee Free Choice Act, the bill that would strengthen workers' rights to join a union in their workplace. And this story is it's a pretty incredible story, and I'm guessing a lot of listeners out there patronize Starbucks and Whole Foods. I'll admit right here, I do. Not all the time. I call Whole Foods Whole Paycheck. So I only go there when I need a specialty item. I don't do my regular shopping there, but Starbucks, you know, I go there too. And this story was a pretty shocking story. Josh, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me, David. Pleasure.
We got his levels up. You there?
Yeah, I'm there. Can you hear me, David?
Yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure Turk can turn his. Can you turn his level up, John? Okay, it's as high as you got. Well, listen. Thanks for taking the time. Tell us what you found in your story, and specifically the parts that you recount in the story about a local Whole Foods meeting about the issue of unionization.
Sure, yeah, and I just wanted to mention real quick, you mentioned the whole paycheck thing with Whole Foods. I obtained this internal Whole Foods memo, and they're concerned about the whole paycheck thing, I can tell you. They're trying to combat that with their PR.
Now, in fairness, I know I've seen some studies that show actually it's some of their products aren't that much more expensive, and also, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, it's my perception that the people who work there are paid fairly decently, at least by industry standards.
Yeah, you know, they are. I think they get a dollar or two more an hour, and they get good health benefits. And, you know, both stores, both Whole Foods and Starbucks, have cultures that really sort of mimic the norms of the labor movement in a lot of ways. You know, like Starbucks calls its workers partners, Whole Foods calls them team members. You know, they have things like committees of workers and managers that resolve disputes. So, you know, they really are pretty good companies to work for compared to a lot of companies. But they are also just rapidly anti-union. And those two things are sort of related because they basically see themselves as sort of a substitution for unions. And in some ways it's problematic. And so that was borne out in this meeting, this anti-union meeting that was held in this store in the Bay Area, California, which I believe is might have been held in stores across the country. A worker told me they trained managers for this elsewhere, so I can tell you how that went.
Yeah, tell us. You said that they're anti-union. So what? How do we know that?
So at this particular meeting, which was held shortly after Barack Obama was elected, but before he was inaugurated, Whole Foods at the time was concerned that Obama supported the Employee Free Choice Act, which is a law that would make it easier to unionize. And so in response, they called this anti-union meeting and basically told workers why they felt that unions weren't a good idea. And, you know, companies do this a lot, but, you know, Whole Foods stepped over the line when, you know, a manager told employees, and I'm quoting here, "It's interesting to note that once you become represented by the union, basically everything, every benefit you have is kind of thrown out the window." So he's basically saying you unionize, you lose your benefits. And when I talked to the National Labor Relations Board, they told me that that's illegal.
So when you it is illegal. What Whole Foods is telling, is telling its employees, it according to the National Labor Relations Board in your reporting, that is not legal.
Right, because basically what they're saying is that if you unionize, we're going to strip you of your benefits. So they're intimidating workers against joining the union.
Well, I mean, and this is really, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, in the supermarket industry, Safeway, for instance, has some parts of its industry is unionized, and there are various stores that are unionized, food stores that are unionized. And so what's really incredible about this is that Whole Foods really fosters this progressive image, mainly, I think, through its environmental image, organic image. But even through its idea that, I know when you go in there, you see this, I definitely have seen stuff about how they talk about how they treat their workers, how they pay them better, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's got this progressive image, but what you're telling us is that it's a pretty standard anti-union company.
Yeah, David. I mean, this is not an isolated incident. I mean, they've been cited, both companies have been cited by the National Labor Relations Board multiple times for union busting, for basically firing pro-union employees and hiring anti-union employees in an effort to prevent unions from being formed or prevent unions from winning contracts. So they just hate unions a lot.
And I guess the good news is this. I mean, the good news out of this story is that, and you said this to start, which is that they have adopted standards in fear of unions. This is something that a lot of people don't understand about unions, that it's what's called the union threat effect. That's what economists call it. That you need to have a certain percentage of your workforce unionized in your country in general to create what's called the union threat effect. And that is that companies who don't have unions and who oppose unions fear their workforce being unionized, and in that fear try to preemptively prevent that by paying their own non-unionized workers better. So in that sense, the labor movement, the existence of a strong labor movement, actually helps those who are disenfranchised from being a part of that movement. And that's why when we say that, when we talk about labor issues and unions, that's why I always remind people that whether you're in a union or not, the labor movement is key to your economic success and our country's, the average working person's economic success, whether you're in a union or not. What you're saying is that Starbucks and Whole Foods, it seems to me that union threat effect has worked inside those companies, but that these companies in particular are nonetheless remain really scared about unions. And what's incredible to me about this is that, of course, the companies like Costco, which are not known as necessarily the most progressive companies, and certainly when it comes to what a company like Costco does to local downtowns, there's a whole issue about whether progressives feel that big box stores are good or bad for their local communities. But Costco, there are companies out there like Costco that are not this anti-union. And so I wonder, I mean, is there anything in your reporting, is there anything that Whole Foods or Starbucks would particularly respond to? I mean, I'm not suggesting people go out there and boycott these companies, but you know, now that people have learned about this, listeners have learned about this, what can they do?
Well, you know, I think that they can, in various ways, tell the companies that, you know, this union stance is important to them, that, you know, they disagree with them on this point. You know, I think both companies are ultimately extremely sensitive to their images and really rely on having progressive images to support their brand identity. You know, they are patronized really by, you know, latte-sipping liberals, literally. And so, you know, I think that more than other companies, if they start to really feel heat from this, they might actually change their tune.
Right. What you're saying is that they even more than other companies are so dependent on their specific brand that they may be more sensitive to public pressure. So I think you're right. I think anytime, and you've given me my marching orders, you know, anytime you go to a Whole Foods or a Starbucks to try to put in a word with the manager there, or they've got those comment boxes, put in a word that you want them to stop using their resources and their time to try to prevent a very, very minimal piece of progressive legislation, the Employee Free Choice Act, from going through, and to stop persecuting their own workers who want to be part of a union. I mean, this is a really, really important story, and I want to thank you for reporting it. Where can people find it online if they're looking for it?
They can find it on our website at motherjones.com.
Okay, so it's www.motherjones.com. This is Josh Harkinson. He's reported a really, really important story that I suggest every listener go out and check out. It's about Starbucks and Whole Foods, and they've got this great progressive brand, but they are using their resources to try to stop specifically the Employee Free Choice Act, the minimal piece of legislation to increase worker rights. And of course, it's incredible. Starbucks brags about how they protect farmers' rights in the developing world, but right here at home they're opposing the Employee Free Choice Act, and and if you read this article you'll see they've had all sorts of violations and problems with the National Labor Relations Board in their effort to bust unions, and this is a very, very important story. And again, you can get it at www.motherjones.com. Josh Harkinson, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks a lot, David. My pleasure.
That was Josh Harkinson from Mother Jones Magazine. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. We're going to go back to the phones on our question of the day, which is, what do you think is causing this spate of violence? We've debated that back and forth, these shootings. Is it video games? Is it lax gun control laws? Is it Glenn Beck and the right-wing militia media? What do you think it is? We're going to get back to that after the break. But before we get back to that after the break, I'm going to update you on an event here locally real quick that I'll be at tomorrow night, and I hope you'll come out too as well. 9:20 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic really in shape for us on the other freeways around town except for I-25. Right now we're seeing normal jams coming out of Northland and Thornton. We normally see the stop and go in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours, but that's still lingering due to an earlier crash around 104th. Also busy I-70 past Spear. Northbound side back in shape there. It was a little clogged up there in the bridges area, but now we're back in the 50s and 60s. Same deal on 225 in Aurora heading in and out of the tech center. No problem on C-470 in Highlands Ranch and Littleton. No problems on the turnpike either, where it looks like we've made our morning commute clear. Your forecast, partly sunny, 30% chance of afternoon rain showers, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, we're at 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. A beautiful...
Now at the Home Depot, Scott's Naturescapes mulch is just $3.97 a bag, almost 20% lower than before. That's good. And here's what makes good even better. Scott's Naturescapes is guaranteed to keep its color for a year, so there's less to buy and less to reapply. All of just $3.97 for 2 cubic feet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
For free. Remember, every sport coat, all dress pants, and our entire sportswear collection are included. From luxurious signature sport coats to traveler pants to David Ledbetter golf polos. Buy one and get any two for free. Choose exactly what you want. Mix and match sport coats, dress pants, sportswear. Buy one and get two for free. That's any two. Absolutely free. Friday and Saturday only
at Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Again, 640-3900.
.923, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin at AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number here. 39 degrees in Denver, going up to 52 with rain in the forecast. Now, I've asked a history professor at the University of Colorado, Denver, Jim Walsh. He is on the line with us. He's the founder of the Romero Theater Troupe. And he's going to tell us about an event happening here in Denver tomorrow night. And I am planning to be there as long as my body clock doesn't shut off from getting up so early to do the show. Jim, thank you for taking the time. Tell us what's on tap for tomorrow and where people can go to find out more information.
Well, we're going to be performing a play called We Shall Not Be Moved, Voices from the Workers' Struggle at the Oriental Theater. Starting at 7:30 p.m. There's some labor music to warm up the crowd about 7 o'clock. And a band follows us, the Bajo del Agua. So we think it's a great night. Tickets are $8 for students and union members and senior citizens and $10 otherwise. And you can visit our website, www.romerotroupe.org, for more information.
Tell us what the without ruining the ruining the plot. Tell us what the show is about.
Okay, well, the whole idea of our group is we believe labor history is not taught in our schools, and when it is, it's marginalized, even in higher education. And so, theater is a beautiful art to use to bring this important history to the general public. Almost no one. If you pulled 100 people in the street, maybe two or three of them would know much at all about labor history. And we think particularly in this day and age with what's happening around the country and the world, people need to know this history. And so theater is just a tremendous way to get out the message. And we've had crowds of 200 to 300 people every night we've done it. The play is, it starts with a story of a young woman named Bridget who's a teacher, and she's tired of teaching to a test, to the CSAP test. And she wants to teach labor history. And the ghost of her dead miner grandfather appears to her, an Irish miner, in her dream and takes her students and herself on a tour through labor history. And we visit scenes such as the Triangle Shirtwaist factory fire in New York in the early 20th century, the Flint sit-down strike in the 30s in Michigan, the Memphis garbage workers who were striking when Martin Luther King went to Memphis to help them. And we also connected to the present-day issues. There's a lot of activity in the last year or so, important stuff like the Republic window and door factory sit-down strike in Chicago. We have a scene depicting that. And Smithfield Meatpackers in Tar Heel, North Carolina, a long struggle that they've been involved in to gain recognition from their union. So there's a scene in the play about that as well. We're trying to marry the past and the present and show the audience that these struggles are the same, that there's something to be learned from labor history as almost a roadmap. And so that's really the whole spirit behind the play. And it also has some great humor, even though it's such a heavy topic. There's some great humor in it, we think.
Jim Walsh of the University of Colorado at Denver, history professor there, the founder of the Romero Theater Troupe. Tomorrow, the event is at the Oriental Theater. It starts at music starts at 7. It is the performance of the play We Shall Not Be Moved, Voices from the Workers' Struggle. As I said, I told Scott Kwasny at Jobs of Justice I'm going to do my best to be there. I'm planning to be there. The only asterisk is I've been getting up at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'm still getting used to the morning shift. But I'm aiming to be there, and I hope as many folks as possible who are listening to this come on out. The website is www.romerotroupe.org. Jim, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Okay, David. I hope you can make it. We'll buy you a big cappuccino.
Okay, thanks, man.
All right. Take care.
See ya. 9:28. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We're going to go back to the phones to talk about the issue of the morning, which is where do you think this violence, this shootings on the 25th, the 10th anniversary, coming up on the 10th anniversary on the 25th, I believe it is, of the Columbine shooting. Now we've seen another spate of shootings. Where do you think this societal violence is coming from? Liberals say that it's lacks gun control laws. Conservatives, social conservatives say no, it's video games. Keith Olbermann last night said it's the caustic right-wing media. Where do you think it's coming from? I think it's a mix of all these things, but it's deeper issues about it from a society under stress. What do you think? Pat in South Park, what do you think?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Morning.
Well, you know, I'm a 52-year-old man. I think it's a combination of several things. You know, back in the 60s, I watched mom go from being in the household to having to go out to work to help support the family. And, you know, once the dad's out of the house with the single parents, and once they stopped the draft, and once political correctness came into play, and there was no more fistfights on the playgrounds, and I'm kind of going back to what the lady said about men. Men really haven't had a way to express themselves. I mean, they've been suppressed by political correctness. They don't have to own up to responsibility, typically in a family when there's no father figure. They haven't learned how to deal with crisis in their families or within their lives. They haven't learned patience. And currently, with the underlying tone of what's going on in society, people are frustrated. And quite honestly, you know, when you look at the unemployment rate where it's whatever, 6, 7, 8%, that's a misnomer because under Bush, they stopped reporting unemployment after 6 weeks. So there's a lot of people like myself who work for themselves who have hardly been employed even since October. And, you know, your unemployment rate's probably well up over 10%.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The official unemployment rate is always lags in terms of what the real unemployment rate is in the real world. That's absolutely true because there's a lot of folks that are not counted who have dropped out of looking for work because they've run out of benefits, they've been looking for work for too long, and the system stops actually counting them. So you're absolutely right. I mean, the only thing I would take issue with what you're saying is that I don't think, and correct me if I'm hearing you wrong, but I don't think men are sort of societally or culturally oppressed. I think it's that what the other caller was saying, that our concept of masculinity, the sort of macho-ness, the over testosteroning of the way our media presents masculinity has helped legitimize the concept of violence. So I think what you're saying one thing that I agree with, which is that a society under economic stress is bound to have people that pushes people to the edge. But I also think a society that ascribes or conflates masculinity with concepts of over toughness and in some cases violence. We shouldn't be surprised either that most of these crimes are committed by males in that angsty 20-ish, 20-something age.
Right. You know, I mean, But that's the nature of a male, too. I mean, we're the ones who fight the wars. We're the ones who, in the past, who went out and fought the gunfights. We're the ones who went out and shot the animals and brought them in to feed our families. And so men have always had to be the leader. But I guess what I'm saying is with kind of political correctness, suppression of men, and no father figure in the house, people don't, they don't learn the discipline and the responsibility in their lives that they need. And they don't really have any way to express themselves anymore. You know, I mean, I got my butt kicked a lot on the playground growing up as a kid. And you know, and my son comes home yesterday. I got to tell you, I've raised two families. I've got grandkids and I've got 7-year-old twins. And my son comes home and tells me, you know, if you throw a snowball on the playground, you get a pink slip and you get expelled.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, they were, if I'm not mistaken, they were also sort of bullied on the playground, right?
They were vermin.
They were, of course.
They were, you know, and here's another thing. You know, let's go all the way back to the horse and buggy days where the vermin in society was exterminated by the people. And because of the way we've become and because of, I guess, compassion towards other people, a lot of this hasn't happened. And the gene
hold on a second.
The gene pool has gotten pretty polluted in the last 5 years.
Hold on a second. You're getting out there now.
Okay,
you're getting out there now. Okay, the problem, most people would agree that the problem of Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, beyond their evil impulses and their criminality, was that they were alienated. They were literally the parents weren't nearly as involved as they needed to be. They were alienated in their schools. There were all sorts of warning signs. It wasn't that they weren't stomped out. It's that they were completely and totally ignored and not brought back into the fold. That's what I'm saying here is that it's not that they were treated. They weren't treated harshly enough. I think that society in some cases, in many ways, treated them, not treated them harshly, but just ignored them. You know, they were not brought back into the fold. And I think the good news is for every Dylan Harris and Eric Klebold, there are people potentially like that who are brought back into the fold in their schools and in their communities. And I think that's what we need to do. That's part of the discussion we need to have about how to prevent these kinds of things in the future. Hey, Pat, thanks for the call, man. 9:35, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number to join in this conversation. I know people have different ideas. The question is, what do you think is causing this spate of violence? I'll tell you one thing. No, there is no one single answer. And that concept, that there is no silver bullet answer, makes a lot of people uncomfortable, and you won't hear it said a lot in the media because the media likes to pretend that there are silver bullet answers to all of our problems, but there is no silver bullet answer to this problem. There are many, many factors, and we're trying to get to the bottom of what those big ones really are. But first, let's try to get to the bottom of what's going on out on the roads with traffic.
Well, the lowdown on traffic is there isn't really a whole lot going on. Speeds back in the 50s and 60s on all the highways around town. Just about a 15, 20-minute drive from 70 to 25 on 2 1/4. They're traveling across Aurora. C-470 also in the 50s and 60s across Santa Fe and Littleton, both directions. And we're also back to normal speeds on I-25 heading in and out of downtown on north and southbound I-25. Do got a closure westbound Hamden at Santa Fe Drive. On-ramp closed there for guardrail repair, so that might trick some folks. Your forecast today, sun and clouds mixed. Chance for rain showers this afternoon. A lot cooler than yesterday, though. High around 55 degrees. Right now, we're checking in at 45 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
College-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10till2, the time is now.
This is J. Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot, and they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Now at the Home Depot, Scott's Naturescapes mulch is just $3.97 a bag, almost 20% lower than before. That's good. And here's what makes good even better. Scott's Naturescapes is guaranteed to keep its color for a year, so there's less to buy and less to reapply. All at just $3.97 for 2 cubic feet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Did you know that virtually all replacement windows are tested and rated for energy efficiency before they are offered for sale to the public? Colorado Window Store strongly urges consumers to beware of other companies out there that are misleading you to think you're getting something of value almost given to you. Hi, this is Leo from Colorado Window Source. My partners, Kurt, Scott, and I offer true pricing. Our best price, the first time, all the time. No gimmicks, no false discounts, no pressure. Colorado Window Source is your premier provider for replacement windows, siding, patio, and entry doors. By the way, the government is giving money away. Take advantage of the stimulus plan tax credit, and we will match your credit up to the maximum of $1,500. Call out the Colorado Window Source, stimulate and maximize your savings program. We have the best pricing, great referrals, Gold Star No Complaints Award from the BBB, proud member of Tom Martino's referral list, and our service is backed by our exclusive true warranty. So give us a call at 720-200-2700. Or click on ColoradoWindowSource.com or stop by our showroom on the southwest corner of County Line and Quebec in Highlands Ranch.
Would you like to pay off your consumer debt in months and your mortgage in a fraction of the time? To learn how, listen to Go Debt Free Go Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Or register right now for your free financial freedom workshop at GoDebtFreeGo.com.
6525 Potline Drive. And like always, I'm kicking it live. Gonna call the fellas to see if they is with this. Gonna get down with the sound of Big Breakfast. Start the day with some Bob Marley. Back to the woods for that fresh parlay. Maybe even spark a little Nicky J. And then it's off to Center City in the fastest way. Cause if you gotta get downtown real quick, then the only way to go is I-76. Unless it costs
you to take that scenic. I've driven I-76 in Philly so many times. Schuylkill Expressway. If you're on that road.
You want to make a little wager about the series this weekend, Dave?
Oh, boy. I don't know if I feel qualified. My baseball knowledge is atrophied.
Well, you don't need to have knowledge. You take the Phillies, I take the Rockies.
All right, I'll take the Phillies. What are we betting?
I don't know, like lunch or something?
Yeah, okay. I'll bet you lunch.
Okay.
I'll take Phillies.
Phillies win 2 out of 3, right?
Yeah, okay. There we go.
All right.
I'm taking the Phillies. Hope that doesn't offend any Rockies fans. 941, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. 39 degrees in Denver, going up to 52. Rain in the forecast. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to George in Lakewood. George.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, you know, just to get to the bottom of what I think is the problem, power up real quick, better signal, is that, okay, so from the beginning of the country, there's been this powerful thing called the press, right? The only thing written into the Constitution to give us the ability to keep the government in check, okay? And I think that power of this unregulated voice that has to be able to say pretty much anything it wants to say and not have anybody come down on it for saying something is actually probably part of the problem now, because if you go back into history and you look at, like, just look at the Indians versus, you know, the Cowboys, right? It's always been the Indians that have been demonized, okay, because of something that, other people did not understand, which turns out to be pretty much how you're supposed to live here on this continent, the actual way to make it thrive for everybody. But because people are fearful and the press controllers with that have money at stake who take control of the press use their influence and power to construct a view which basically harnesses fear and uses this power to oppress people. So that's been going on since for a long time here in this country, and it's been come down to a very fine science of how you psychologically psych somebody up to go to war and kill on the behalf of somebody's said agenda. And that, I think, is exactly, if you go to Glenn now, so if you go to, say, Glenn Beck, okay, and you go to his weekly comment, okay, his issue is that he actually says that he doesn't care who believes, you know, can have an alien as a god, just don't shove it down his throat. Yet he's the guy shoving everything down our throat. He actually says, hey, don't bother me, but if you come and stab me, then I have the right to go and kill you. Well, you know what? That he just brought out the point right there, because the issue with the country is that we've been stabbing people in the back for a long time, and that's just coming around to roost. That's all that Ward Churchill was saying, which, by the way, he was vindicated by a press that oppressed him.
Okay, but wait, let me just cut in. Let me just cut in and ask you, without telling you where I come down on what you're saying, what's the alternative? I mean, it is a free press.
There is exactly right. So it comes down to progressive legislation that says, listen, the way we view the world isn't the way that it is, especially when you get down into the science of things and what they're discovering and how our world is really working in the universe today. Okay? Those scientific facts are not matching to our cultural perceptions. And the perception that we are unrelated, that none of us are related, is absolutely false. In proving the fact that we all have similar DNA, we all bleed red, you know, we can interchange our parts, okay? So it's the mindset that must change, and the mindset that must change is a legislation that says, listen, first of all, you've got to make legislation that is good for you and the world around you, and once you start doing that and mitigate what profit does to the people in charge of it, then you've got a handle on what society is. And now you're not telling anybody what to do. You're only saying we need to recognize what is important in our environment that feeds us and helps our children. And in doing so, when you take a more inclusive stance, the alienated folks are the ones who are usually have the answer, because they've been standing on the outside looking in and going, this ain't working.
Right. But what I'm saying is that you've identified two sets of problems. I mean, you've identified a media that's out of control, and you've identified laws that aren't helping essentially de-stress society. Now,
that's right.
Now, but what I'm saying is that in response to that is that I don't know what the answer to the media is, because you can't. I'm very uncomfortable with and you didn't suggest this, but I'm very uncomfortable with the state trying to limit or limit free speech. You know,
you should be more uncomfortable with the corporations influencing the press that are more than influencing free speech.
They're I am concerned about that. But what I'm saying is that I don't think you can legislate it.
But if you put it on a scale, and you say, listen, if you promote media that is actually false lies and half truths that can't be proven and takes us into war illegally, and you're caught at promoting all of that, then all those people involved that put us in Iraq ought to go. Okay?
Look,
and we need to have a reset.
I'm as angry as you are about that stuff. I am. But what I'm saying is that I think when it comes to the media and to the media putting out either violent messages or dishonest messages, the best cure for bad media is good media. It's not censorship. It's not even censoring people who are putting out half-truths. I just think it's a slippery slope. I think the best cure for bad media, dishonest media, negative, ugly media, is good, constructive media. And we haven't had that. And we need more of that. And Look, that's why you've got AM 760, right? I mean, AM 760 is actually a progressive radio station that's trying to get the truth out there. You know, that's why you've got progressive, other forms of progressive media. I just get nervous about the idea of the state regulating even the bad media. And you know, I think it was Voltaire or Molière, one of those guys said, you know, I may disagree with what you're saying vehemently, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. And I that's just where I come down on that. Thanks for the call, George. 948, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Pete and Greeley. Hey, Pete.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, I just want to say thanks for the consistently outstanding subject matter every day.
Thank
Great
you.
Great radio.
Thank you.
Great
I appreciate
radio.
It.
Hey, my shot at diagnosis is this. When those stressors occur, our resistance as individuals is lowered. Correlating to that is a heightened sense of suggestibility. When you take a divorce and a home foreclosure and loss of job on the same individual, it's incredible the amount of lowered resistance that person is taking in. And if he's also taking in this pernicious propaganda that's on our consolidated media, then the guy is going to, at some point, absorb all this to where, you know, he reaches a critical threshold. He's interpreting everything through that rubric. He's going to bust loose.
I think it's exactly the kind of thing that I've been saying, which is that all of these things push people. All of these things have a factor. Now, restate what you said, because I don't think I got the full crux of your point about pushing people to the very edge.
Okay. When any stressor, like we work 8 hours a day.
Right.
We come home, and whether we're conscious of it or not, through those stresses, we have a lowered resistance. Okay. At that same time, the ads on TV take aim at us because the marketers, they know our resistance
is
low, lowered,
right?
And so our suggestibility is correlative to
that's
that.
That's
it's
such
higher.
A good point. That's the point, right? When you're stressed out, you're more susceptible. You're more susceptible to your body is more susceptible to disease, and so to think that it's only that your body's going to be more susceptible to disease and not your mind,
right?
Is crazy. And again, you can't make there's no data to suggest a causative force on any one of these factors, right? This is a societal problem, and you can't say, well, Glenn Beck said this, and it's his fault that the guy shot up the people in Pittsburgh. Glenn Beck and the right-wing media as a whole is one factor in helping create an environment, right? The economic stress in this country is one factor helping create an environment, right? It's all one big environmental situation. It's a societal environmental situation. And using one silver bullet, trying to claim it's one problem or the other problem, just that may make us feel better, but this is a complex, complex issue. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Here is a complex remedy for Glenn Beck and anything like that. Good food. Good exercise, clean air, clean water, and resist those ads. Argue with the TV.
That's it. And you know what? I'll state it in the way I state it, which is that it's media literacy. You've got to be literate about what the media is trying to do to you, what Glenn Beck is trying to seize on. Absolutely. Great call. Thanks, Pete.
You bet.
9:51. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, Dave. First, I want to let you know, I guess the Phillies fans were a little hard on Eaton yesterday, or did you hear about that?
I did not see that. What they did?
I don't know, but I heard that there was, during the ring ceremony, they're extremely hard on Mark Eaton, one of their
Phillies
pitchers.
Fans are
they're brutal, man.
They
lost
brutal.
Two games in 2009. They won the World Series last year, and Phillies fans are jumping ship.
The Philadelphia sports fans are a unique
most ungrateful people, maybe on the planet. All right, getting to traffic. Got a disabled vehicle, a stall southbound I-25 at Colorado Boulevard. Going to start hitting the brakes around University. So do beware there as you got this stall. Don't know if it's on the right or left-hand side of the freeway. I imagine it's sitting there on the right-hand side. But do be careful. Rest of the drive back in normal speeds, 50s and 60s in Aurora on 225. Same deal, C-470 in Highlands Ranch and Littleton. No problems across the elevated deck of I-70 there around downtown in the Mousetrap. And we're back on speed in and out of downtown anyway on southbound 25. Your forecast today, partly sunny, 30% chance of afternoon rain showers, highs in the mid-50s. Right now we're checking 45 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Rocky Mountain Superpass Plus is back. Three of the best Colorado resorts for only $399. Unlimited skiing at Winter Park in Copper, plus 6 days at Steamboat. It's the guaranteed lowest price of the season, and it's all yours for only $49 down. Get your now at SkiColorado.com.
Derek Figueroa, CFO for Denver-based Seattle Fish Company, on why he picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I did a lot of research on executive MBA programs, and CU was the one that came back with the best recommendation. CU's executive MBA allowed me to go back into my company and contribute in key ways that I couldn't have before. It's really paid off. Check it out for yourself.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Station.
Insured by Humana Insurance Company. All applications are subject to underwriting approval. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions may apply. If you're losing your health insurance benefits at work or know someone who is, now there's a way to get affordable, flexible health care. Humana One. For example, if you're a 39-year-old non-smoking male living in Chicago, Illinois, you could only pay $73 a month for your health insurance. Rates vary by age, location, and plan selection. Plus, Humana One individual plans give you many options to choose from. You could find the plan that fits your health insurance needs and your wallet. If you're self-employed, retired early, losing health benefits at work, or just not happy with your coverage, Humana One could help. Isn't your peace of mind worth a few minutes? For a free quote on a plan that's right for you from Humana One, call 1-866-206-8400. That's 1-866-206-8400. Call 1-866-206-8400. Pick up the phone and call now.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and cracked. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
A new NBC Thursday premieres. Great new comedy, groundbreaking new drama. One Night. First, after an all-new office, Amy Poehler premieres in Parks and Recreation.
It's pretty cool, whatever. I don't know, but it's an honor.
Then, another new office, a new 30 Rock. And the producer of ER takes you behind the badge. Witness the unforgettable premiere of Southland.
This is a front row seat to the greatest show on earth.
Tonight starts at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
It's 9:56. I'm David Sirot, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Last couple calls, we can squeeze them in. Elliot in Denver, go for it.
Hi.
Hey.
David, I think you're doing a great job covering for Jay. I hope he heals up.
Thanks. And me too. I hope he heals up as well.
Yeah, I was going to say on this a subject of the adolescent males being responsible. That is to some degree true. And I'm sure a lot of men probably don't like admitting it. But if you, it's in a lot of cases. I mean, if you look at, terrorist groups in the Middle East, if you look at gang violence in America, you look at, serial killers, they are usually males. And usually adolescent males. But you did say at one point you kind of pointed the finger at white males, and I think that's kind of like saying,
I don't think I did. I might be misremembering what I said, but what I said is that we generally have a white male culture. We have a white male dominated. The media culture is a white male dominated culture.
Yes, that is true. But yeah, I was just going to say that's kind of like saying, like how a lot of people like to try to point the fingers at blacks and say they're responsible for all crime. and it's just the same sort of thing. You know?
Yeah, I didn't mean to imply that. I only meant to imply that the lens. That we have to understand, to be media literate, you have to understand that the media is largely presents, not exclusively, but largely a white male perspective, because that's who runs the media right now.
Yeah, well, that has run pretty much our country for the last 200 years.
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of a given. But I just wanted to point that out, that, yeah, it is adolescent males in general.
That's right.
Have a tendency, especially without any, like, father figure or somebody around, to let testosterone run rampant.
That's right. And that's we never, ever talk about that, the questions of masculinity like that and how they impact that kind of thing. Thanks for the call. All right. This has been another day with me filling in for Jay Marvin. I'll be here on Friday. Everyone's pulling for you, Jay, if you're listening. Fight the good fight. Talk to you all tomorrow.
At John Deere, we don't just build tractors. We build our reputation every day. Whether it's a Gator utility vehicle, an EasyTrack zero-turn mower, or one of our new 3E series tractors, it's built the best way we know how. That's why they're smart investments, especially now during deer season with great financing at your John Deere dealer. Now more than ever, nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Berthod Motors in Glenwood Springs.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream Sweepstakes. During April Open House Month, one winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home.